protected his hold on the Republican race with victories in Wisconsin and Washington State. Our coverage begins with CBS's Steve Futterman, live in Madison, Wisconsin.
Nick, it was a joyful Barack Obama last night as he extended his victory streak over Hillary Clinton to 10.
Houston, I think we've achieved liftoff here.
Obama addressed thousands of supporters in Houston last night. For Hillary Clinton, she might be saying this today. Houston, we have a problem, but she is still fighting back.
Both Senator Obama and I would make history, but only one of us is ready on day one.
Obama didn't just win last night, he won decisively. Here in Wisconsin, 58-41%. In the Hawaii caucus, 76-24%. This voter explained why he chose Obama.
Obama is a leader, more of a statesman, and Clinton is a politician.
On the GOP side, John McCain won victories in Wisconsin and Washington, moving him closer to wrapping up the Republican nomination. Live in Madison, Wisconsin, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. Barack Obama continues to cut into what had been Hillary Clinton's strengths. Women and traditional blue-collar Democrats. Veteran Democratic strategist Joe Trippi told the CBS News Early Show that Clinton faces some tough political challenges.
It's message. It's momentum. It's money. It's even malice. Some Republicans voting in Democratic primaries to vote against her.
And in Wisconsin, Obama had a slight lead among whites. Clinton drew solid backing from less educated and older voters. She now pegs the very future of her campaign on the early March primaries in Ohio and Texas. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
While investigators look for the cause, the Minnesota community of Cottonwood is grieving over the four children killed in a school bus accident yesterday. The shaken mother says her daughter was safely off the bus before it tipped over.
She was one of the last children to be left off right before the accident, so I'm extremely thankful that, you know, she's okay.
Lakeview School Superintendent Sheldon Johnson says it's time for sorrow and to begin to heal.
We will try to do everything within our power to help our students and our parents and our staff through this.
At least 14 people were hurt in the accident, which occurred in the town of 1,500 people located about 140 miles southwest of Minneapolis-St. Paul. How is the country's fight going against one of its leading killers? CBS News reporter Karen Riegel with a look at the latest numbers from the American Cancer Society.
The number of Americans dying from cancer has gone up. However, the overall percentage of Americans dying of cancer continues to go down. The American Cancer Society's Dr. Michael Toon says beating cancer means getting regular health screenings.
The decrease in lung cancer is predominantly from reductions in smoking. The decrease in breast cancer is from past increases in mammography, which finds cancers earlier.
In 2005, almost 600,000 Americans died of cancer. Karen Riegel, CBS News.
Researchers at Ohio State have found that a patient's ability to keep anger under control can have a direct bearing on the time it takes to recover from surgery. Patients who erupt easily were far more likely to take more than 4 days to bounce back than people who are more even-keeled. A potentially ominous development in Iraq, where Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is threatening to end a six-month ceasefire by his powerful militia. That's as CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Baghdad could jeopardize the security gains that have been made.
Certainly there's been a lot of violence from splinter groups that he can't control, but much of the calmness in Baghdad is credited with him pulling his forces off the street.
Influential advisors have been urging al-Sadr to lift the ban on attacks. As President Bush continues his tour of Africa, he's keeping his eye on developments elsewhere. During a news conference in Ghana, he hailed the outcome of Pakistan's parliamentary elections.
The people have spoken. I view that as a significant victory. I view it as a part of the victory in the war on terror.
4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. University of Colorado Board of Regents votes tonight on whether Bruce Benson will be the university system's next president.
They reviewed about 100 applicants, all told.
A university spokesman says it's really only the vote, this vote by the regents that matters, and they're not bound by two previous votes by the current faculty.
I think the regents listen very carefully to the university's key constituent groups, and certainly faculty, are right at the top of that list.
And the faculty voted last week against Benson. He's a longtime supporter of education issues, but his past as a key GOP operative and his lack of an advanced degree has brought his nomination into question. Environmental Protection Agency says it could be a month or two before drilling begins on a well to pump water out of that crumbling tunnel, where officials fear more than a billion gallons of trapped water could cause a potentially catastrophic flood Locals seem resigned.
It's a problem that just won't go away overnight, and there's not much we can do about that. You know, we have to just hang in and do what we can.
EPA officials scrambling to find a contractor and more than $4.5 million to pay for the plan. The remedial project manager heading up the EPA's effort says that could be a big problem. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No wrecks to get in your way right now, and about the only construction messing with the ride is that ongoing project on County Line between University and Colorado. Good speeds on 270, southbound I-25, starting to build up a little bit, but it's not slow yet as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. In the mountains, slick spot.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And see what you have to say about it. About Obama winning 10 in a row. And, I don't know what else there is to say about this that I haven't already said about this whole thing. I don't know what there is to say. Except that Hillary Clinton started out with this air of inevitability that she was certain that she was going to go to the White House, or at least win the nomination. I should rephrase that, that she was certain she was going to win the nomination. And a lot of people are saying she made no plans past Super Tuesday. And now she finds herself as the underdog and fighting for her life against Barack Obama. I mean, if he beats her in Texas, she's done. If he beats her in Ohio, she's done. And then you have the whole superdelegate question. And basically what we end up getting on this radio station every single day is Obama supporters debating Hillary Clinton supporters and Hillary Clinton supporters debating Obama supporters. And then we know that the Republican nominee is going to be John McCain. And I guess the question maybe we should ask, which somebody tried to bring up yesterday, a couple of callers did, is it more important to get a nominee who can beat John McCain? Or is it more important to vote for somebody who you really believe in? I've had a number of liberal friends say that if Hillary is the nominee, that it would be very, very hard for them to vote for her, but they'll do it. I've heard a number of Republican friends say that if McCain gets the nomination, that they're likely to stay home. Or the only way they're going to vote for McCain is if Hillary gets it. And yesterday I asked if the party was too, the Democratic Party was too split. But I feel like we'll all unite behind whoever the nominee is. Because what choice do we have? Anyway, if you want to comment on Barack Obama's 10 in a row, 303-713-7600. I don't know of any other way to ask you about this except just to flat out ask you what you think. And what your take on this is. And I especially would like to hear from Hillary Clinton supporters. And how you feel now that Barack Obama has won 10 in a row. That's not to say I don't want to talk to Barack Obama supporters. And by the way, if you're a Republican or one of the few conservatives that listens to this radio station, I'd love to hear from you too. 303-713-7600. And I thought the race in Wisconsin would be a lot closer. I look at it as being it'll be unbelievable if either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama win. Because either way, we're going to run a woman or an African American. So I find that unbelievable either way, but I find it really unbelievable that within my lifetime, we would have a black candidate running for the presidency from a major party with a legitimate chance to win. And I wonder, do people see Barack Obama as being African-American, or they just see him as being a person and they just look past his color? The same thing with Hillary Clinton. Is part of her problem the fact that there are some people in this society that can't see past her gender? Which I think is ridiculous. Now, I support Barack Obama, and I've had tons of emails at am760.net, people saying that my comments are sexist, that I'm against Hillary Clinton's agenda because she's a woman. But that's not true. My visceral gut reaction is, and I supported Edwards in the beginning, my visceral gut reaction is that I'm tired of the Bushes, and that I'm tired of the Clintons. And that first I supported Obama, then I shifted to Edwards, and now I'm back to Obama. But I'm just tired of it. Isn't it time to give somebody else a shot? Now, maybe you disagree with me on this. And that's fine. I want to hear from you if you do. So I'm throwing out all kinds of probable scenarios here. Or questions. Gender, race, the idea that a lot of us are ready for change, that we just want to try something new, that we just don't want the same old, same old. And I'll tell you something else, too. I'm disappointed in Bill Clinton. Because for a guy who's the ex-president, I don't think he acts in a very presidential manner, getting into it with a heckler and making those really harsh comments about Barack Obama and playing the race card in South Carolina by likening him to Jesse Jackson. I'm really disappointed. Well, I'm disappointed in Bill Clinton anyway, because nobody noticed this. Nobody noted it yesterday, and I should have noted it yesterday on the radio. I believe yesterday was the 12th anniversary of the Telecom Act of 1996, which Bill Clinton signed and Congress put together. And if you don't like the way radio is today, look at it. If you don't like the makeup of the media, go back and look at Telecom. Congratulations to the Clintons for making that happen. And I admit that that prejudices my feelings towards them. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. Here's Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Yes. I think what happened last night, they're wiping Clinton off the map, and I would support Clinton. But the campaign's mismanaged, it's archaic and all that. But let me also mention that I was to the caucuses, so I did that thing, and I saw all these, what I'm going to call, this is my terms now, glossy-eyed 60s people and glossy-eyed students. And it reminded me of going to one of these, that Bill McCartney or whatever, the prayer thing with the fathers and all that. It's like all these expectations. I recall in the crowd, and it was confirmed last night with some interviews, that this enthusiasm over Barack, and when they ask, why do you like him? And this is going to wear thin if he gets the nomination by August. He inspires me. Oh, I love to listen to him. And he preaches. And now this is going to wear out. Now, here's where I'm going. Oberman and Matthews had a show on during this election last night. And they had the representative for Obama for the Texas part of supporting Obama down there. It was some politician, state or federal, I forget, but he was a congressman or a senator. And they asked him why he supported Obama. And the guy goes, same thing, glossy, I think, like his eyes open. Oh, he inspires me. He gives me, he motivates me. A new day, change. And they said, what? Basically, how are you going to do this? What are you going to do? And then it came down to this. They said, what piece of legislation since Barack Obama has been in Senate has he authored or co-authored? And the guy goes, this is his lead campaign guy. He goes silent. And they ask him again. And then he goes back. He says, well, I'm not prepared to talk about that now. I want to just tell you how he inspires me. And they said, we asked you a question, a substance, not inspiration in all this. What and the guy was asked this no less than four times, probably more, and he was silent. And then they just said, well, that sort of sums it up. So this is what I see in that campaign. Unfortunately, I'm not a supporter of him. I probably will reluctantly go to the polls and vote for him. But that's what I think he's vulnerable on.
All right, well, I'm going to answer some of this. First of all, I support Barack Obama. I do not consider myself to be a glassy-eyed 60s person, nor am I a young person. I think I look at things pretty realistically. Second of all, if you want to talk about legislation that Barack Obama has been involved in, one of the key things that he tried to do was campaign finance reform. And you're free, or anybody else is free, to go to the Washington Post website, mm-hmm. which keeps track of everybody's votes and what they voted on and what they didn't vote on. And you can see for yourself what Barack Obama was involved in. As a matter of fact, the last important vote that was held in the Senate, which was, I believe, about FISA, he did vote there. You support Hillary Clinton. She didn't even show up.
Well, he hasn't shown. He's taken some evasive tactics.
You know what? Yeah, well, that's true. But,
they both are guilty of
it. Yeah, but that's true. But his record of attendance and his record of voting is much better than hers is. And all you and all, now, wait a minute. I'll let you talk. All you have to do is just go look it up. And I have looked it up.
Can you answer the question that was posed to this?
I just gave it to you.
No. If I happen, my job as a senator or congressman is to vote on things. Christ, if I don't do that, I'm not doing anything. What legislation has he authored or co-authored that was passed and put into law? Now, that's just simply the question without diversions and saying he inspires me and all
right. I didn't say anything about him inspiring me, and I'll give you the same answer I gave you before. He joined up with John McCain to co-sponsor campaign finance reform.
Did it pass?
Yes, I believe it did. And I also believe that he's been involved with other legislation, and all you have to do is go look it up. And Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, has also been involved in some very, very impressive legislation. But you know something? Here's the thing I find interesting. That, first of all, anything that has to do with Chris Matthews is immediately disqualified in my mind, because Chris Matthews is a sexist and is a dumbass. And I hate to say that, but it's true. Number two, I find it amazing that you level out all these charges about glassy-eyed people and all of this. If Hillary Clinton is your candidate,
yeah,
don't you think it would serve you better to call up and tell us and everybody else why she should be the nominee, not what's wrong with Barack Obama? That's not going to work. Hillary Clinton tried that in Wisconsin. And by the way, let me throw out one other thing which I'd love your comment on. Hillary Clinton voted for the war in Iraq. What's your justification for that vote?
Well, if I can have a second. What's confusing to me, and I still don't have a straight answer on this, I think it was 2002, there was some authorization that he keeps saying he didn't vote for it.
He didn't.
Well, he didn't
vote for it.
He wasn't
in the Senate.
He wasn't even there.
Yeah, but you know something?
Which is a ton of
bullcrap. But you know something?
That.
You may call that a ton of bullcrap, but I was there at the Daily Center when he got up, when it was unpopular in this country, and he got up and said, I am not for this war. It's the wrong thing to do. And you know what? Hillary Clinton voted for it. Now, why did she vote for this?
I can give you my answer on this, if you just give me. This is the reason I will go reluctantly and vote for Obama. I think the good news on him is, if I can see through some of this preaching he's doing all the time, that I think he has the guts to get in there, stand up, and tell a lot of these people where to go. Now, that's the good news. And I honestly believe that the guy didn't want the war, you know, from the beginning, even though I think he uses that, and it'll catch up with him.
No, I don't think he uses that at all. You want to talk about people's records, he just tells you where he stands. And I've got to go get traffic, but I'd like to point out that you started this conversation complaining about the supporter in Texas of Barack Obama not giving an answer. You haven't given me an answer as to why she voted for the war.
You never answered it. You're like
yes,
a guy in Texas.
Yeah,
you,
I did answer it. I did answer it. Campaign reform, and plus he's been involved in other legislation which you can go look at, and your characterization of people who support him as being glassy-eyed 60s people, that doesn't speak well of your candidate. What it does is you're just attacking other people who don't agree with you. I answered the question, and you never answered my question, so we're even. And I thank you for the call. And I'm sorry that you have to attack other people in order to make your point. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And John, with traffic.
Well, we got a nice start to the commute as we're accident and stall free. Speeds are good on C-470 and Highlands Ranch on I-25 across the Tech Center in downtown. We'll only take you 15 to 20 minutes to travel both directions of 225 from I-25 to I-70. We do see it building, however, a bit on southbound 25 at 104th, seeing speeds in the 40s there. Also stacking up westbound I-76 at 74th Avenue. Today's forecast, some sun this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon. Look for a high around 45. Right now it's 30 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When it's your heart, trust the best. Memorial Health System in Colorado Springs is ranked best in Colorado and top 5% in the nation for overall cardiac care by Health Grades. For more information, visit memorialhealthsystem.com.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out to
coupons for car care to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
The following is a paid advertisement. Trip includes hotel accommodations and show tickets only.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, and I just saw the latest Bond movie, and I can tell you, the film was incredible. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to take a couple of moments and talk to a former James Bond babe? She's on the phone right now. She starred in Charlie's Angels and that 70s show, and from the Bond movie, A View to Kill, it's Miss Tanya Roberts. Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What you been up to?
Well, you know, I'm developing a cooking show for cable, but what I'm really psyched about, Jay, is I'm one of the lead designers for Consolidated Resorts, and we just completed an unbelievably gorgeous resort in Vegas, Tahiti Village.
Oh, wow, Vegas is like one of my all-time favorite places. That's definitely a great place to vacation. Tell us more about the resort.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's surrounded by palm trees and waterfalls. The pool is 1 acre in size. Every room has steam showers and jacuzzi tubs and plasma TVs. And the best part about it is it's located right on the strip, right down the street from Mandalay Bay.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, I understand you have a special offer, a special amazing deal for folks who listen to AM 760.
When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, Jay, they allowed me to give away 50 complimentary three-day, two-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime. And even better, if they call within 15 minutes, I'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of Vegas's hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in the planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877-88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW. Go now, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, two nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again. Can you one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW. That's 877-88-GO-NOW.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This was a paid advertisement from Consolidated Resorts.
While words matter, the best words in the world aren't enough unless you match them with action.
Hey, good morning. 628, 28 minutes after 6. Nice to have you along. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of some freezing drizzle this morning. High today, 37. Jay Marvin along with you. And Steve, I wanted to answer your question. I wanted to answer Steve's question because he said I still didn't answer it. And, of course, he didn't answer the question about why Hillary Clinton voted for the Iraq War, but here you go, Steve. This is the 109th Congress. I went and looked this up because I can't retain all the information in my head. I don't think anybody can. But Barack Obama took an active role in the Senate's drive for improved border security and immigration reform. In 2005, he co-sponsored Secure America and Orderly Immigration Act, introduced by Senator John McCain. He later added three amendments to the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act, which passed the Senate in May of 2006, but failed to gain majority support in the U.S. House of Representatives. And in September 2005, Obama supported a related bill, Secure Fence Act, authorizing construction of fencing and other security improvements along the Mexico-United States border. President Bush signed the Secure Fence Act into law October 2006, calling it an important step towards immigration reform. Partnering with Senator Dick Lugar, who's a Republican from Indiana, and then with Senator Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, one of the more conservative members of Congress, Obama successfully introduced two initiatives bearing his name. Lugar Obama expands the non-Lugar cooperative threat reduction concept to conventional weapons, including shoulder-fired missiles and anti-personnel mines. The Coburn Obama Transparency Act provided for the website usspending.gov, managed by the Office of Management and Budget, and based off the more extensive fedspending.org, managed by OMB rival and partner OMB Watch. The site lists all the organizations receiving federal funds for 2007. So there's a whole list of them, Steve. Now, if you want to call back and comment on any of those, it's fine with me. in the 110th Congress, in the first month of the newly Democratic-controlled 110th Congress, Obama worked with Russ Feingold to eliminate gifts of travel on corporate jets by lobbyists to members of Congress and require disclosure of bundled campaign contributions under the Honest Leadership and Open Government Act, which was signed into law September 2007. He joined Chuck Schumer in sponsoring S-453, a bill to criminalize deceptive practices in federal elections, including fraudulent flyers and automated phone calls, as witnessed in the 2006 midterm elections. Obama's energy initiatives scored pluses and minuses with environmentalists, who welcomed his sponsorship with John McCain of a climate change bill to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by two-thirds by 2050. So, we could go on. Later in 2007, Obama sponsored with Kip Bond, also a Republican, an amendment to the 2008 Defense Authorization Act, adding safeguards for personality disorder, military discharges, and calling for a review by Government Accountability Office following reports that the procedure had been used inappropriate to reduce government costs. So I could go on and on about this. But to call up and say that those people who support Barack Obama are glassy-eyed 60s people is ridiculous. Now, Hillary Clinton has supported and introduced some very important legislation on her part, too. So I'm not taking that away from her. I'm not taking anything away from either one of them. But to call up there and make that kind of charge, it doesn't sell your candidate. What it does is it makes it harder. Let's go to Mary in Lakewood. Hi, Mary. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. I am a Hillary supporter, and I still am a Hillary supporter because I do believe in what she stands for. I'm a registered nurse. And when I presented my viewpoint at the precinct, I stated that, in order for us to accomplish all of our goals as a very, very loyal party member and always having voted for the Democratic presidential candidate, I spoke to the people about the importance of her mandate for all to be covered by health care, and that he only covered mandated for children. The importance of doing this.
Well, the only reason I got to interrupt you is because that's a Hillary Clinton talking point, and I would suggest that I would suggest you go to Barack Obama's website and read exactly what he has to say and what he's proposing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Now he has mandated, for children only, and that he hopes to get universal eventually, which is the goal that I want. And the reason she is mandating that everyone be covered, that everyone, get the insurance. Pardon me, I've got a bad cold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And is that you must get everybody under the umbrella, and she will subsidize those of, lesser income that have difficulty paying for the policy. Now, he provides $2,500 so that you can obtain a policy if your income is such. Now, you can make phenomenal amounts of money and still not be covered because of pre-existing conditions. And I'm thinking of the CP child that is born to a couple. I know of people who are who pay for years, up until children were 18. I know personally of a family.
Well, I have a pre-existing condition, and I have a close friend who also has a pre-existing condition. And unless we get into situations where there's a large pool, we're literally prohibited. But I don't remember either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, either one of them, talking or saying anything about pre-existing conditions, but I'm sure they both do, and
well,
you just go to their websites and look at it.
Right. She has stated that she will, when she is president, she will not allow insurance companies who basically only want to insure healthy people, she will no longer allow them to cherry pick, that we will be all in one pool.
Well, I know that Barack Obama has also said the same thing, that he's not going to allow them to cherry pick. But either of those two candidates would be good, would be fine, but it doesn't, you know, one of the things that Hillary Clinton said about health care, which is going to scare a lot of people, is that she made this comment here a couple of weeks ago, that in order to get it done, she would garnish people's wages. Do you think the majority of the public would buy that idea?
Well, you know, you do not have to garnish people's wages that are of low income, that are incapable of you know,
well, I mean, suppose you're middle class.
She'll subsidize those that have no funds.
Okay, but suppose you're middle or upper class. Would you go to a middle class family and say, okay, I'm going to garnish your wages? Do you think, whether you agree with it or not, do you think that the majority of America would support that position?
Well, they may not, but it's for their best benefit that
we all be
under the same umbrella.
Now,
because the only way to
okay.
get, because I've worked in the system. I mean, I'm a former Air Force nurse during the Vietnam War. I've taken care of those who are covered by, you know, if you work for the government, whether you're in the military, whether you are, you know, a federal employee, whatever. Regardless of pre-existing condition, you are covered.
Okay, I understand.
And that is a benefit.
I understand all of that, and I think, excuse me. I understand all of that, and I think that you've got a wonderful heart, and that what you're saying is true, and that it would benefit us all if we're under the same umbrella. But I have to tell you that you try to propose that idea of garnishing wages on the American public, and they will overwhelmingly reject that. Mary, I've got to go. I appreciate your call.
If you would just let me make one more point on that, I would appreciate it. If you cover everybody, and whether they believe, I mean, I have seen, I worked at Craig Rehab and Swedish Neurotrauma, and our largest population were the highest risk takers who believed they did not need risk. They did not need insurance.
I know.
Because they think they're, indomitable.
I understand that, but I'm losing control of the show here, and I got to get traffic. Mary, I love you.
I would be glad to
Thank
hold
you.
On.
Well, yeah, but I got other people who want to talk.
Well, I just think we cannot reach our other goals in this country if we have this monster called health insurance and pharma that eats up our entire budget.
I think everybody agrees with that.
And I think everybody agrees with that.
Mary, thank you. I appreciate it. Hope you'll call again. Thanks so much, and have a good day. Okay, 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John, with traffic.
Seeing traffic building those normal spots. Southbound I-25 in Northland and Thornton at 104th. Again, downtown at I-70. It's also thick on I-270 as you move east from I-76 to I-25. And in Commerce City, westbound I-76 is starting to fill in, starting at 74th. Other than that, good shape on 225 and in the tech center on C-470 in Highlands Ranch. Off the highways, a two-car accident on Colorado Boulevard at MLK Boulevard. Today's forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds with cold winds. Highs should be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool with a few rain and snow showers. Afternoon highs will be in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 32 in Denver. John Trick, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
GM is giving the power to the people at the Saturn President's Day sale. For a limited time, get amazing deals on select 08s. It's all at...
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thousand vested with my investment club. I buy real low. I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. I also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi. Yeah, feel my thunder. I can't explain, especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
And there are plenty of auto stores in this area that make all these claims. But the question is, do they carry through with them? Rocky's Autos only makes one claim, that you can get the best deal and that you'll deal with people who do care about getting the best deal. And why? Because they know, as I've said many times, that if you get treated right, you'll tell five people and they'll come to Rocky's. And a lot of Rocky's business is repeat business. They have a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles, all kinds of vehicles out there, everything from very, very efficient gas vehicles, I mean gas sippers instead of gulpers, to vehicles for your job, vehicles for a first-time car owner in your family, vehicles for just about everybody. And they're interested in your trade, plus they got new stuff all the time. Go out there and see the Tom and Marv Al Shear. Get out there and see all of my friends at Rocky's. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Or get out there and see them. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open tonight until 8 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, sooner or later it will crack. Then you have the cost and the hassle of replacing your entire windshield. At Elite Safelite, we can usually repair the chip with our special resin. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation.
The problem that we face in America today is not the lack of good ideas. It's that Washington has become a place where good ideas go to die.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. A stealing ears faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel
Janice
down just before it rained.
From the Chris Christopherson tune. 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got to talk to John Turk about his forecast versus mine. I have a chance of freezing drizzle and I have 37. He has something totally different.
I've seen the freezing drizzle, Jay, but where I saw that on the far eastern plains.
So what are you saying? This forecast is no good?
I don't know. It might be good.
Okay, are you willing to provide me with a copy of your forecast?
Sure. I'd love to. I can give it to you right off the website I pulled it from.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Your chance to comment last night on Barack Obama's 10 in a row. Because it's the A story this morning, and it's the thing that everybody's talking about. And one of the things I really love here is that whether you're a Hillary Clinton supporter or a Barack Obama supporter, people are fired up about the candidates. And you can't see anything else but a positive in that. I mean, listen to Mary. She was really fired up. Good for her. Good for her. Steve, really fired up. Good for him. Even though we may disagree, great. Good. People are fired up. Those of us who have had enough of the last 7 years, we're fired up. And how can you beat that? How can you not see that as being a positive? But is it over for Hillary Clinton? That's the question. And if she doesn't do well in Texas or Ohio, it very well could be over. 303-713-7600. I mean, this is a really close race. And I find the lack of response here this morning to be amazing. If you're for Hillary Clinton, I mean, get on here. If you're for Barack Obama, get on here. You know what? Even if you're for John McCain, which I'd love to examine his weaknesses. And the idea that 71 years old, is that too old to run for the presidency? And what's that going to look like, a 71-year-old man? And I heard Bill Press talking about this. What's it going to look like, a 71-year-old man next to a 50-year-old plus woman or a 48-year-old man? What's that going to look like? And how's John McCain going to go forward and pass himself off as being something new when he is basically something old? Here's Yule in Aurora. Yule, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Love your show, everyday listener.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to say I have to make this kind of quick because my phone is about to die. I think you ought to really just stop holding back your punches for, like, if you're a Barack Obama supporter, good for you. Like, I'm a Barack Obama supporter. But, like, it seems to me that you're just, like, trying to appease and, like, you're just trying to be gentle and tiptoe around the Hillary Clinton supporters. And they're not doing that. They're just like, dude, the guy that just called in and said that all Barack Obama supporters are glossy-eyed 60s people. I'm 25 years old, so I don't even fit in that category, but I still support Barack Obama. And I heard on the Mario Solis Marit show the other day, some woman, Hillary supporter, called in and said that she's can't get around the fact that Barack Obama's last name sounds like Osama. And that's just ignorant.
Well, that's stupid. Yeah, that's totally stupid. She must be like some kind of closeted right-wing nut job.
Something like that. But it's just insane. And they're not. And I think, like, good. Like, I'm glad that you support Barack Obama. Like, keep on supporting him. But, like, you know, you don't have to tiptoe around
him. Well, I'm not. You know what, though? I'm not tiptoeing around him. Here's the thing. I think everybody should be able to call here and get a fair hearing. And for a lot of years, you know what, I didn't operate that way. But I think that people should be able to get a fair hearing. And I think because you disagree with people like Steve and Mary and others, you know, you can't step on them. I mean, basically, you just got to try to answer them the best you can, and you got to do the best job you possibly can in hearing them out. And I got back on and answered Steve's question by reading off the things that Obama had been involved in. And I mean, that's all you can do.
Yeah, I know. And then you answered his question. I heard you answer his question twice, and then he still said, well, can you answer the question? And that's what I mean. They don't want to hear. They want to hear what they want to hear and nothing else.
Yeah, but don't you think we're all kind of like that?
No. Well, okay, a lot of people are like that. I can't classify myself like that because I think both candidates are excellent. They both make a lot of great points, but, like, I'm willing to hear what somebody else has to say about it, like another issue.
Well,
you know, I'm not going to say, okay, well, what do you think about this situation? And then when somebody answers the question and I'm supporting the other person, say, for instance, if I was interviewing Hillary Clinton and I say, well, Barack Obama says this, what do you say about this? And then she gives my answer and I'm like, well, you're not answering the question.
Well, I think you can do that, but I think it's counterproductive, though, just to step on people. I think that's counterproductive. I think the best thing to do here is to let everybody have their day in court. Let everybody say what they want to. If they say something ridiculous, then you can dispute it. I mean, I said to the guy, don't give me Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews is a nasty, sexist, I can't. I mean, I've been following this guy forever. So I could go on and on about that. I wouldn't use him as proof of anything. And all you can do is let people have their say, and you can comment on it, and you can go back and forth with them, but you can't bully them, and you can't step on them. It's just not a good thing to do.
I hear you, Jay. Well, hey, I love your show. I got to go. I don't want the phone to just cut out on you.
All right, Yule, good to hear your voice, man.
Take care.
All right, see you later. 303-713-7600, 649, 49 minutes past the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk looks at the traffic.
Yeah, Jay, it's a little thick on southbound 25 this morning. This starts at 104th down to 84th. And again, once you get downtown past 58th Avenue, it's also starting to drag on both approaches of 225 starting at Parker Avenue. Things slowing down for eastbounders on 6th Ave, the Turnpike, 285 and C-470. The sun's coming up and glare becoming an issue in the Park Hill area. They just cleared that accident at Colorado and MLK Boulevard, but still some heavy traffic getting through there. Today's forecast, some sun this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Look for a high around 45. Freezing sleet somewhere out east, Jay. Right now it's 30 in Denver. John Trick, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Even in foul weather, mountain goats hold firm. And now you can, too, with the 2008 Mercury Milan or Mercury Mariner with available all-wheel drive. Visit foulweatherfriend.com or take a test drive at your Rocky Mountain Mercury dealer. And make the mountain goats envy you.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Good morning, 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One of the great things about this job is, no matter how tired I get of it, is I get to get on and I get to talk about people who I really like and I really respect. And two of those people are Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Now, they're personal injury lawyers, and they're Progressive trial lawyers. And whether you've been hurt on the job, whether your insurance company is trying to screw you over, or you get into a situation of medical malpractice or any of those things, and Mary and I went through medical malpractice, you better have two guys who are willing to stand up to the big boys. And I'll tell you right now, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are willing to do this. They're willing to do this. They care. And that goes a long, long way. Get in touch with them. If you've got any of these problems, get an advocate on your side. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661. Or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse broils each steak to perfection, searing in the juices. Then they serve it to you sizzling on a 500-degree plate, so it stays hot and juicy from first bite to last, giving you time to linger over every delicious bite.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
You know the weird thing about working this early in the morning? I get weird food cravings. Like now, all of a sudden, I want onions. Not raw, but cooked. What's wrong with me? 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I can't give you the high today. Well, it's going to be in the 40s. Because John and I are having a dispute over the weather, and I got to get another weather forecast. Because apparently mine from the National Weather Service is wrong. It's calling for freezing drizzle. I don't know if that's going on where you are. Anyway, we're talking about Hillary and Barack. And last night, because it's the A story about the fact that Barack has won 10 in a row. And let's go to Jane in Denver. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I've been a supporter of Senator Clinton's. And the one thing I'm getting concerned about as this thing moves forward is the divisiveness that I see and hear out there. And particularly if Senator Obama goes against Senator McCain, I think at times there's been a hypersensitivity to comments that have been made that are then construed as racist. And when some of those comments came up about the fairy tale comment by President Clinton and then Senator Clinton making the comment about it took LBJ to enact the Civil Rights Act, some of those comments were construed by Senator Obama's campaign as being racist, and he admitted that his campaign was pushing that issue on one of the debates, the one with Tim Russert, and Tim Russert asked him about it, and there was like a four-page memo that went out from Obama's campaign to the press, so they were really pushing that issue very hard. And what I'm
I think he was playing the race card there in South Carolina. I think he got stung for it.
Senator Obama?
No, Bill Clinton.
Well, I think it was Senator Obama. I thought those comments made by the Clintons, by Senator Clinton, you know, I thought they were political comments. I didn't view them as racist.
Well, equating Barack Obama to an African-American so-called, quote-unquote, leader that the majority of mainstream USA doesn't endorse and rejects, that's playing the race card. Because what that's doing is that's saying, well,
Which comment was that, Jay?
Likening Barack Obama to Jesse Jackson.
That's the only comment by President Clinton I didn't understand. But what bothers me is the hypersensitivity out there to some comments that are made that are then viewed as racist. And what that is going to set up against the Republicans and Senator McCain in this country, I'm really concerned about at times, Jay.
Well, I think the best way to deal with that is for the Clintons to stay away from it, and apparently they are because it didn't work in South Carolina. And Bill Clinton is totally, in my opinion, he ought to just be quiet. I mean, an ex-president gets into a shouting match with a heckler? Come on. I mean, he should just blow the guy off and go like, okay, that's your opinion, fine. But he's stressed, and they're stressed, and they have reason to be stressed because the thing is slipping away from them unless they reverse it. I think she'd be a great candidate. I just happen to think Barack Obama would be a better one.
But, Mike, that really wasn't the reason for the call, Jay. The reason for the call was President Clinton's comment about the fairy tale comment when he was saying his position on the war was a fairy tale, and that was construed differently. It was taken out of context.
Well, I don't see that as being a racist comment. What I see that as being is it being an absolute fabrication.
Well, I disagree because when I saw the tape where Senator Obama at the 2004 convention had said if he had been in the Senate at that time, he's not sure how he would have voted.
Well, that's not saying he voted for it. And I saw him make that original speech at Daley Plaza and where he said that he thought going into Iraq was wrong. So, you know, Clinton making those comments, that's just, to me, that's just way, way out of bounds. Jane, I love you, but I got to go. I got to get news.
Well, we really didn't talk about why I called, Jay.
Well, I thought we did. All right, you want to hang on and we'll get into it some more?
No, it's this whole issue of...
Okay, you're going to have to hang on.
If you owe taxes, the IRS is looking for you. And it's only a matter of time before they find you. And once the IRS tracks you down, and they will, your life will never be the same. Your wages could be garnished, your entire savings wiped out. You could even lose your home. And that awful day is closer than you think. So pick up the phone and call Effectur now for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1525. Effectur is a national firm that specializes in resolving IRS and state tax debts. We have over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. We'll protect your rights and negotiate a fair settlement for you, and you'll never have to talk with the IRS directly. Oh, yes, the IRS will track you down. So call Effectur now for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1525. That's 1-800-700-1525. 1-800-700-1525.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King, live at the Kennedy Space Center.
Atlantis, Houston, good burn, no trim required.
After nearly 13 days in orbit,
we're on our way home.
Atlantis is just 7 minutes away from touchdown after delivering a new laboratory to the International Space Station and continuing its construction. Atlantis' seven astronauts include Dan Tani coming back after 4 months in space. He's in a special reclining seat to make the readjustment to gravity as comfortable as possible. Atlantis just a few miles out now, less than 100, and again on track for landing at about 6 minutes. I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. Now with more news, here's Frank Setapani.
The Navy is getting ready to shoot a satellite out of the sky. CBS News National Security Correspondent David Martin has that.
With the shuttle safely down, the way will be clear for a U.S. Navy cruiser to fire a missile into space in an attempt to smash to smithereens a malfunctioning spy satellite before it crashes to Earth with a tank full of toxic fuel. An experimental reconnaissance satellite costing an estimated $1 billion. It was launched into orbit 200 miles above the Earth more than a year ago, but failed almost immediately.
Maybe you noticed it cost more to buy food and pay doctor's bills last month. The government says big increases in those categories fueled a bigger-than-expected 0.4% gain in January consumer prices. January housing starts were up 0.8%, but economist David Weiss says the pace of new building is still weak.
We're still hanging right around 1 million units, and you know, that's less than half what we were starting just a couple of years ago, back in 2005.
Permits to start work in the months ahead were down sharply. Ahead of the bell, inflation fears have Wall Street in a sour mood. S&P futures are down 19 points. Well, big retail chains are getting tough with suspected shoplifters. Live to CBS's Karen Riegel. Tough how, Karen?
Tough where it hurts, Frank. In the wallet, in many states, a store can demand thousands of dollars for shoplifting. Doesn't matter if the suspect was charged. Collectors can tell the alleged shoplifter, and they could be sued. It's called civil recovery, where a retailer can demand retribution not just for the item, but for the costs involved in protecting the store from thieves. Frank?
Barack Obama is riding high.
We won tonight in Wisconsin.
And in Hawaii, extending Obama's lead over Hillary Clinton to nearly 100 Democratic convention delegates. CBS's Jim Axelrod is with the Clinton campaign.
The biggest source of concern for the Clinton campaign has to be the fact that what have been reliable and dependable blocks of voters for Hillary Clinton, that Barack Obama has managed to appeal to these voters and peel more than a few of them away from Hillary Clinton.
After playing ball with the United States since last summer, Iraqi religious and militia leader Muqtada al-Sadr is threatening to call off a six-month ceasefire. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says that could put a dent in efforts to pacify Iraq.
That ceasefire has largely contributed to the reduction in violence that we've seen over the last several months.
This is CBS News.
Welcome to Chapman's Cheeses.
Yes. What do you recommend today?
Well, there's a special on forgotten expenses and disorganized sales figures. But I highly recommend a lingering invoicing. Very well aged.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily deal with routine chores, like tracking sales, organizing expenses, and creating invoices, so you can get back to what you do best.
This is a cheese shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine on your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in. Keep going.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Tonight's the night the CU Board of Regents vote on whether Bruce Benson will be the university system's next president. Benson, a longtime supporter of education issues, but his past as a key GOP operative and his lack of an advanced degree have brought his nomination into question. He remains optimistic.
We'll get through this and we'll get everybody to just get on the same page, because this has got to be a major team effort to do what's got to be done for University of Colorado and all of higher education in the state.
Now, CU's faculty and student groups have passed resolutions opposing the oil business entrepreneur. But the regents are dominated by Republican appointees and are expected to give Benson the nod. Expense account records obtained by the Associated Press show that members of the State Board of Education often live lavishly when they're on the public tab, charging taxpayers for expensive meals, themed catering, and even valet parking. Individual receipts and expense account reports for the past year and a half show board members spare few expenses when they're in Denver for meetings or away on board business. And we Colorado drivers are paying an average of $322 less for auto insurance now than under the state's old no-fault system. According to a study commissioned by the governor's office, average premiums decreased 35%. Over the past 4 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 starting to load up as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. The slowing starts on that approach to 112th down to 84th, then again coming up on 58th past Spear. It's also going to be heavy for northbounders on 225 Parker to Mississippi. Speeds are in the 30s, eastbound 270, 76 to Vasquez, and crews have cleaned up that crash, Colorado and MLK. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With the Exide NASCAR Extreme Battery, you can drive with extreme confidence knowing you have long-lasting starting power and the industry's best warranty, including 40 months free replacement and 108 months limited warranty. Exide, the official battery of NASCAR.
Your child is excited about taking piano lessons, but you haven't found a piano yet. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the President's Day sale going on at Baker's Piano Center. Baker's is better. Better prices, better selection, better service. What better way to invest in your child's future? Baker's Piano Center has two locations. Denver South, just 4 minutes west of Park Meadows, and Boulder, just north of the 29th Street Mall. Go to bakerspianocenter.com. Baker's Piano Center. The music starts here.
There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out, ye foul
demons!
J. Marvin. This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, J.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And the debate continues. The set discussion and disagreement, minus my usual abusive behavior. John Turk loves that open. I'd like to get rid of it. It's not one of my finer moments. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today should be in the 40s. I have no concrete forecast because Turk and I are arguing over which forecast is right. I went by the National Weather Service. I don't know what John's going by. And they were talking freezing drizzle. But you know what? If I look outside, skies are clear. It's really nice out there. So who knows? And as Mike Nelson told us, forecasting the weather here in Colorado is really hard to do. All right, David Sirota, the world's smartest man, coming up with his take about Wisconsin. He's coming up at 7:30. Until then, Hillary Clinton supporters, Barack Obama supporters, John Edwards supporters, wherever you stand, I'd like to hear from you. 303-713-7600. No right and wrong, only your opinion. And Mary, before the top of the hour, she said that I didn't address what she called about, but I tried to. I tried to do my best on that. I do have deadlines I got to meet, and I got to point this out. I've never pointed this out before, but I got to point it out. I do have deadlines I got to meet. I got breaks I got to get to. I got stuff that we need to deliver, like traffic, and weather, and news, and so we just can't talk in perpetuity. But Mary, if you're still out there, I welcome you back anytime at 303-713-7600. Am I getting sappy, John? Am I getting sappy? Sugar sweet sappy? You don't want to answer that?
I don't think you're being sappy, no.
I just don't want to argue with people. I want to challenge them, but I don't want to argue.
But again, we do have constraints, like you said.
Yeah, I just don't want to argue. I mean, there's no sense in me suggesting that you beat your head against a dashboard or something, or call you a brainstem or whatever. The thing, and I said this last hour, I'll say it again. You know what really excites me about all of this? What really excites me about all of this is everybody is fired up here, which is great. Look at the people that are turning out. Hillary Clinton had a packed crowd last night. Barack Obama is like a rock star. He drew 20,000 people. When was the last time you ran across a candidate who could pull in 20,000 people? I mean, if you lean towards the Democratic Party or you're a Democrat going into this election cycle, we got it all going on. We got great candidates to choose from. We represent change. We represent a new day, regardless of who gets the nomination. And I'm not tiptoeing around Hillary Clinton supporters. I support Barack Obama. I think he'd be the better, more electable candidate. But I've said this on the air for a million times. I'll say it again. Listen, hey, you get 80% of what you want, that's better than getting nothing of what you want, and you'll get nothing of what you want except the same old, same old, same old about if John McCain is elected president of the United States. And how can you respect a guy who runs against another guy named George W. Bush, who slimes you in South Carolina by floating statements about your child, that your child is born out of wedlock and all, you know, and you have an African American baby and out of wedlock and all of this stuff, and then you turn around during the campaign and you hug the guy on stage. How bad do you want something? I mean, that alone would disqualify me from voting for anybody. All right, let's go to the phones. Here's Dave in North Glen. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dave.
Hey, I got a issue I was talking about with Turk. It's about Hillary is. She's got everybody against her, one, because she keeps toting that line about how she has all this experience. She had 8 years to do nothing, and she has that war vote against her. That's not going to go away, and she just can't seem to. And they jump on Obama about not having the experience, but I think that's what people are really looking at is the fact that he's not a Washington insider and hasn't been corrupted yet.
I think Hillary Clinton has the wrong message.
I think so, too. I think that's why she's getting beat up so bad, because I think there's not just people in the Republican Party that Hillary polarizes, but when in the Democratic Party, we look at it the same way as, what is she saying, and why does she keep toting this line about experience when her record doesn't look good, and then all the money that she takes and stuff like that. It's like somebody said this morning that Obama's a statesman, and she's a politician.
Even if Barack Obama were to get the nomination, even if he were to go all the way and win the White House, even if his administration turned out to be a mess 6 months down the road, I'm only speaking for myself, I'd rather take a chance with that, although I don't think that would happen, but I'd rather take a chance with that than go back to somebody who's been around forever and a day. These people have all had plenty of chances to make changes in this country. They've all had plenty of chances to affect change that is the same old, same old, same old every single time they speak. And I'm just tired of it.
I agree, Jay. And then on top of that, too, if we could quit, I think if Obama got in there and started messing things up, I think the Democrats would be smart enough to get him out in 4 years. I don't know how Bush got reelected. I'm still shocked at that.
By putting fear into people, by fooling with the vote count, and by, look, they run on the same thing every single time. I don't care whether you're a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat. Wake up to one thing. They run and they operate on the same thing every time. Vote for us or you'll die.
Right. Well, then on top of that, too, I think what's happening with the progressive movement is people are starting to fight back against that right-wing rhetoric. Because they sit there and they bash us all the time. And I think that finally, as the Democrats, they're sick of it and they're fighting back because they have all the ammo. And then you're starting to see the Republican Party break down into shambles. They're beating their own self.
Yeah, they're beating their own candidate up. But we've got to stand up to them. You know, we got to cry foul. We have to cry foul. We have to say, wait a minute. Okay, you made that statement. Now you tell me how you think you're going to back that up. I hear right-wing talk show hosts in this market make incredible statements all the time, and there's nobody there to ever say to them, okay, hold on a second. You made that statement. Now tell me where you got that information from and back up what you're saying. Instead, they just get away with it. And I'm not saying that we should have a partisan warfare going on all the time, but look, let's forget the over-the-top comments, and let's talk about the issues, because I believe that that when you go out to everyday people, okay, we all want the same thing. We just want to get there by different methods. So let's have a debate about these methods instead of all of these over-the-top crazy. Well, I'll give you an example. John, do you have that Glenn Beck cut? Yeah, here, let me play this for you, Dave. This is a prime example of what I'm talking about.
If you're an ugly woman, I apologize.
Oh, you've got to double cross, because if you're an ugly woman, you're probably a progressive as well.
See?
Yeah, but that's what they've been doing for years. You know, they, even if you switch over to the other side of the dial and you listen to them, it's still a lot of hatred coming out of there. And that's all they do is bash us. At least that we're clever and witty when we go at them, and they're just hateful and cynical.
I mean, I hate to be sexist, but I know a lot of sexy hot women are progressives. And I'll tell you one thing, Glenn Beck.
Me too, my wife.
Yeah, and my wife too. And Glenn Beck's not going to get near either one of them.
right.
You know? All right, Dave, thanks, man.
Have a good one, Jay.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, that's a good example, that Glenn Beck comment. It's a really good example. John, let's hear that again. Let's hear it again.
If you're an ugly woman, I apologize.
Oh, you've got to double cross, because if you're an ugly woman, you're probably a progressive as well.
What do you say to a guy like that? What do you say? Do you say, well, listen, here's information coming from a former drunk? You know, I don't want to get down into that. What I want to do is I want to ask Glenn Beck, okay, Glenn Beck, fine. If progressives are so wrong, tell us what your idea would be to solve the healthcare crisis. Tell us how you're going to get out of Iraq. Tell us how you're going to fix the fact that we're deep in debt, and the people who hold those notes are the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians. Why don't you talk to us about how you're going to put people back to work? I mean, I don't want to get into this whole thing about, well, you must be ugly. And why do people on the right think that that's right and they think it's entertaining? All right, let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm like you. I could support Hillary, but I do think that Obama's going to be a lot tougher to beat. And I can see him really trashing McCain, you know, side by side in debate, because I listened to him on his health care plan, and he was basically saying he wants to give everybody a chance to buy into the same plan that Congress gets, and it's going to be harder to attack that as socialized medicine.
Yeah, I agree. Why, I've always wondered this. Why do the people in Congress, and I would ask John McCain this question, I'd ask a lot of people this question, why is it that they get one set of health care and we get another set?
Well, that's the thing. The thing is, they'll be able to attack Hillary over Hillary care and socialized medicine and mandates, where he's saying, you know, something that if they try to attack his health care plan like they would Hillary's, they're basically attacking themselves. And people will say, well, then why don't you give yours up? And if they go after him on that and keep doing it, I mean, Obama has, there's some challenges. The thing of it is, there's so much momentum for him as far as the way people feel about him, and if they try to swift vote him, it could flatten the Republican Party entirely. You get so many people out there voting for him, you know, like Democrats coming out who haven't been out. I mean, and the thing is, he's got a better chance to help pull, you know, senators in like Udall and the places where we need those 60 senators, where Hillary, it is less of a chance, you know. That they could do that. So to me, I feel bad that Hillary, I mean, for them, that maybe they might not get it. But at the same time, you know, I'm from Illinois, too. And, you know, I feel that he's the man that can probably do it. I mean, I fear McCain more than Bush. I think the guy's nuts.
I think if McCain becomes a president, we'll be involved with Iran within 4 years.
There will be mushroom clouds.
Yeah. Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Okay, let's go to Jackie in Englewood. Jackie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I'm one of those Obama supporters that is completely and totally fired up. I was backing Obama way before the endorsement from Oprah Winfrey, before he won New Hampshire and Iowa. And I just think that Hillary Clinton's campaign has turned really negative. And I think that if he keeps on this positive track, I think we're going to see him in the White House as the people's president.
Do you think he can go all the way?
I think he can go all the way. I mean, it's going to be tough in Texas because, you know, everybody says that the Hispanic vote will probably go to Hillary. But, you know, he's changing people's minds because he keeps on this positive track.
I wonder why she can't just run as vice president.
Because I think Hillary feels like she has some kind of an entitlement. You know, I voted for Bill Clinton. I used to be a huge Clinton fan. But he kind of turned into like a Rosie O'Donnell, just kind of on this rampage and just negative, negative, negative. And the American people, like me, we are so tired of the negative. I love this country, and I know that we're a lot better than what George Bush has portrayed us to the whole world and to the American people. And I think that if Barack Obama becomes the president, I think things really will change.
Well, I have the same sentiments. I'm tired of the negativity, too. I'm tired of all of the fighting. I'm tired of all of this screaming and yelling. I'm tired of all of it. I mean, look, let's have an honest debate about the issues. And I think the challenge to John McCain is going to be, is he willing to do that, or is he going to, you know, resort to the same tactics that the GOP always resorts to, which is to get nasty and to throw mud and have people throw mud for him.
But, you know, Jay, he already is, because McCain said he didn't want to make the Bush tax cuts permanent. Now he's changed that. You know, who wants to be in Iraq for 100 years? I'm guessing if you ask the Iraqi people, they don't want us there for 100 years.
No, I don't think they do either. I don't think anybody in this country wants us there for 100 years either.
No. And, you know, I have a brother-in-law. I'm one of those people that's been paying attention for 7 years, and I would email, write, and call my congressmen and senators about habeas corpus, about the FISA, and nobody was paying attention. And then finally, you know, Nancy Pelosi, and they let the FISA bill expire. So I think that this is just a tipping point of change. And I think Barack Obama, you know, they say he has no experience. He has 8 years in the Illinois Senate, 3 years as a federal senator, and I think he's one of those people that really sees far. When it was very unpopular, he said, you know, the Iraq war was the wrong thing to do. I mean, we all remember what happened to the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, it was unpopular at that time to speak out. Hey, Jackie, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay. You have a great one.
All right. 303-713-7600. Hillary or Barack? And comments on last night's Wisconsin primary, which now Barack Obama has won 10 in a row. 10 in a row. What do you think is going to happen to Hillary Clinton? And does she have a chance to bounce back? And I'd especially like to hear from you Hillary supporters, not because I'm tiptoeing around you, but because, listen, I want you to feel like you got a fair shake here and you got treated fairly. Because I said before, we have excellent candidates, and people are energized and they're involved. Could you ask for any more? 722, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk, traffic.
Eastbound approaches on C-470, 6th Avenue, I-70, I-270. The turnpike running sluggish right now. We have minimal cloud cover creating the blinding sun glare. Southbound I-25 still running slow from 120th to 84th. And again, downtown at 58th to Invesco Field. A lot of volume on 225, but speeds are good in both directions. You may tap the brakes just a tad on the northbound trip between Parker Road and Nyloff. Off the highways, accidents at Sheridan 26th, Alameda just west of Sheridan at Perry Street, and lastly, Hamden and Happy Canyon Road. Today's forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds with cold winds. High should be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool with a few.
Tonight on NBC, on an all-new Law & Order. In 17 years and thousands of cases, you've never seen a Law & Order witness like this. We promise.
Officers, remove that man.
An edge of your seat, all-new Law & Order. Tonight at 10, 9 Central. After an all-new Deal or No Deal in Criminal Intent, only on NBC.
Then watch 9 News at 9 and 10.
He asked me to kill her, and after a lot of convincing, I did.
How does a fairy tale wedding turn into an affair and then murder?
What are the consequences? Are you willing to pay for this? Are you really going to get somewhere with this? Is this person really going to leave their spouse?
So why now, 17 years later, is she talking to Paula Woodward?
Having an affair is a lie. Because you're lying to somebody.
Nine wants to know tonight on 9 News at 9 and 10.
Four times a day, actually, about Rocky's Autos. And I brag on them, and I do it with good reason, because they're good folks, and they're my friends. And on top of that, I have experience with them. Mary and I have bought a number of automobiles from Rockies. And one of the keys to Rockies' success is repeat customers. That's right, people who come back time after time after time. Why? Because they get treated right. Rockies has got a huge selection of previously owned vehicles. I mean, they got cars, trucks, vans, SUVs. They got a whole SUV row. They've got all kinds of vehicles. Anything you can think of, they've got it. And at Rockies, you're going to get treated differently than in most auto stores, because the emphasis is on you, the customer. Because in the long run, Rockies takes the long view, not the short view. And the long view is you provide good customer service, and you'll be around for a long time. And Rockies has been around since 1982. Check them out on their website on the internet, rockiesautos.com, or go by and see them. They're open tonight until 8. Rockies Autos, and by the way, they want to see your trade, too. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Join me, David Harper, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on AM 760 for Money Matters Talk Radio Network with Dave and Coke.
That's me.
Our phone number is 800-456-0761. Give us a call anytime and listen in to Money Matters Talk Radio Network.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse broils each steak to perfection, searing in the juices. Then they serve it to you sizzling on a 500-degree plate so it stays hot and juicy from first bite to last, giving you time to linger over every delicious bite.
Senator Barack Obama with us.
Ed Schultz.
I've had phone calls, Senator Obama, from people who cannot believe the energy that is brought into a room when you stand up and speak. How do you feel about that response?
I think people are excited, not just by me, but what they're seeing happening all around the country, and that is people getting engaged and involved in ways that, you know, we just haven't seen in a generation. And I think it's because people are ready for change.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 727, 27 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up, David Sirota, the world's smartest man. We'll get his take on what happened in Wisconsin last night. Right now we're talking to you about it at 303-713-7600. And what do you think? Hillary supporter or Barack Obama supporter? And maybe a lot of you think we're being that I'm being too partisan and even or being divisive. Divisive in even bringing all of this up. But that's kind of what primary season is all about, isn't it? Let's go to Jane and Parker. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you? I have a couple of comments, and I sent an email yesterday. I think that you're going to hear from more people who are for Obama at this point than you will from Hillary, because there are more of us. And I think the thing we need to be looking at in hiring a leader for the country are the qualities of leadership. And experience and toughness and being a woman are not qualities of a leader. There's a wonderful book that talks about the qualities of leadership, and it's by John Maxwell. And they are like character, charisma. And charisma is making other people feel good about themselves, not good about you. So I think we need to look at those qualities of leadership and evaluate which candidate really has leadership qualities. And I think Barack Obama has demonstrated those by his candidacy.
The only question I would have about that would be this: toughness. Whoever runs against the GOP better be tough, because you know, and I know, that while, yeah, we'd like to have them sit down and debate us on the issues, that's not where they're coming from. They're gonna smear the hell out of Obama.
Yes, but toughness in the Hillary world is attacking the other guy, and if we have a campaign for the presidency of McCain attacking Clinton and Clinton attacking McCain, I think I'm going to just leave the country.
Well, I agree.
Barack Obama will raise it to a higher plane.
I agree.
And I think that the negative toughness doesn't work anymore.
Well, you know what? I agree with you that I don't want to see the partisan fighting either. But I'll tell you something, and I've been asking this now for months upon months upon months. How do you play nice with people who don't want to play nice?
You overcome them by being a leader and by exhibiting those qualities of leadership that bring them around to your point of view. And I think that's what's happening in the country right now.
Well, John Kerry tried and it didn't work.
Well, John Kerry didn't do it right. You know, John Kerry took it and didn't stand up. And I see Barack Obama giving us those ideas that are going to, pull his candidacy forward. And the other point I want to make is that I was 34 years old when the first Bush was the vice president. I was 42 when he was elected president. If Hillary serves two terms, I will be 71 years old when she leaves office. We've had two families running this country for decades. And I think it's too much because it's not that, I mean, Hillary is a different person than Bill, but she's going to bring the same people back into the administration as Bill had. You know, George Bush has brought the same people back that his father had.
Not all of them.
Many of the key ones.
He rejected a lot of them, including Brent Scowcroft. But
he brought back some of the key ones.
But I agree. Too much. Too much Clinton.
Too much. And I think we have the opportunity to have someone who can actually lead this company, bring us together. I'm 62 years old. I'm a woman. I have two daughters. I don't want to see the first woman president being the wrong woman president. And I just really feel that we have an opportunity here, and I think people are voting that way. I think you see it in what happened yesterday.
You know what the positive on all this is?
There's a lot of positive in all of this.
Well,
I'm not a Hillary basher. I really admire Hillary for what she's done. I voted for Bill twice. I really object to this Hillary hater thing.
The positive in all of this is that we've got two great candidates, and on the other side, they don't really have anybody. John McCain, I don't know how in the hell he's going to. I don't have any idea how he's going to wage a campaign in a general election carrying around as much baggage as he's got.
Well, exactly. I agree.
I mean, and you know what? I'm sorry to say this, and I'll probably get a lot of people who get angry at me at this, but I really believe this. He just comes across as being old and tired, and maybe 71 years old is just too old.
You know, I don't know. I don't think we need to look at age or gender or race. I think all of those things are irrelevant to whether someone can lead.
I don't. You know what? I think you'd be shocked at the amount of people who will take that into consideration. Thanks, Jane.
No,
I appreciate the call. I agree, but I appreciate it. I got to go.
Okay,
thank you. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. David Sirota coming up next, the world's smartest man. John comes up with traffic.
Speeds in the single digits across Highlands Ranch as you travel eastbound on C-470. This begins at Santa Fe all the way to Quebec. No accidents, but extreme glare happening there. That's going to be the case for you as well on eastbound 6th Avenue, I-70, I-270, the Boulder Turnpike, I-220. 25 seeing heavier traffic in both directions, starting at Parker Road. I-25 southbound jammed as usual from 120th to 84th. Again, downtown at I-70 down to Spear Boulevard. We do have a two-car accident that has the right lane blocked on northbound Sheridan at 26th. We're also seeing accidents at Alameda near Sheridan and to Happy Canyon Road and Hamden. On 285, a crash at Parmalee Gulch Road. Today's forecast, some sun this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Look for a high around 45. Right now, 26 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Hilton says, take the freeway to Freeway 4 and right now buy any 07 Explorer or Expedition and you'll also get an 04 Focus. That's right, buy any used 07 Explorer or Expedition and also get an 04 Focus. Freeway 4 at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll go over all the Wisconsin results and we'll talk about what's next for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you
or someone you know received a DUI, if you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
Louder Than Words discovered the 9/11 attacks had been detected by members of the United States government and allowed to happen, and may have been aided by individuals within the military-industrial complex. Now, years after their investigation started, comes the release of Loose Change Final Cut. Loose Change Final Cut premieres in Denver and Boulder this weekend, 3 nights only. Don't miss it. Plus, meet the producers at all of the showings. Loose Change at the Gothic Theater on the 24th, the Boulder Theater on the 25th, and the Oriental Theater on the 26th. Tickets and information are at loosechangecolorado.com or at the box office. That's loosechangecolorado.com.
The answer to your home problems isn't repair. It's caring for your home. Hi, Michael Giltner, owner of CPR Technicians. There once was a time when quality craftsmanship mattered, built upon pride, traditions, and most importantly, customer service. I set high expectations, and these characteristics are the foundation of my home repair and remodeling company. All CPR technicians are skilled craftsmen who take immense pride in the quality and integrity of their work. Call us, 303-861-4868. CPR Technicians, caring for your property's renovation needs. 861-4868.
I've always wanted to jump out of perfectly good planes, but it takes more than a little change to pick up a hobby like that. That's why I signed up for Way to Save.
Introducing Way to Save. Just by using your check card to make purchases, $1 is automatically transferred from your free checking to a high-interest savings account. Plus, Wachovia will pay you on top of your interest rate. So stop by a Wachovia Financial Center near you. Call 800-WACHOVIA or visit wachovia.com/waytosave and start saving real money today.
Personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. are members FDIC.
Advil presents Relief from February Pain.
You can't force the groundhog to see his own shadow, and chasing him is tough on the knees.
President's Day, usually headache-free, is a different story during election year.
However February hurts, you can handle it with Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains because Advil is the every pain reliever. Nothing works better, nothing works on more pains.
Got so many Mardi Gras beads your neck is sore? Then chances are that's not where the pain ends.
Advil, it's the every pain reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Good morning, 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. What a great email at am760.net, where you can get podcasts and also join the forum and also send in emails. This is from Carrie. The Glenn Beck comment you just played floored me. How offensive and rude! And is he going to going to call progressive women ugly? Has he forgotten that Barbara Bush is a Republican and she's a looker, right? Before we go to David Sirota, let's have that Beck comment one more time.
If you're an ugly woman, I apologize. Oh, you've got a double cross, because if you're an ugly woman, you're probably a progressive as well.
David, your reaction to that?
It's hard to react to Glenn Beck. It's so early in the morning. He's such a complete schmuck.
He really is, isn't he?
He's like intolerable.
Which before we talk about Wisconsin, this gets back to the thing I was talking to a previous caller about. How do you play nice with people who don't want to play nice?
Well, I think there's a little bit of letting them hurt themselves, if you will. I mean, I think when Glenn Beck makes a comment like that, we should expose it and let people hear it, but you don't really have to say much else after a normal, rational human being hears that. He's hurt himself in the eyes of most people who hear that, other than the hardcore extremist base.
All right. Let me introduce David by saying he's the world's smartest man. He's a full-time political journalist, best-selling author, and nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. His column runs in the Denver Post. And also, he is the author of How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. That's Hostile Takeover. And he's got a new book coming out called The Uprising, which is slated for release early this summer, in which he will disappear on a gigantic book tour and we'll never see him again. By the way, you're going to be on The Colbert Show, right?
I'm scheduled to be on The Colbert Show on May 28th.
Yeah, we'll be definitely checking that out. All right, what's your take on what happened last night?
Well, I think Barack Obama expanded his coalition. You know, it's not just it's no longer, exit polls show that it's no longer, he's no longer winning just upscale voters and African Americans. He's actually now starting to win the white working class, which is a big dynamic shift heading into Ohio. Wisconsin isn't exactly like Ohio, but it has similarities. It has a shrinking manufacturing sector that has, and in shrinking it, that has hurt the economy there. It's a Midwestern state. It's not exactly what I would call socially liberal. And sure, the Democratic primary electorate there trends more socially liberal than the state at large, but that's the same thing for Ohio. And so I think that heading into Ohio and Texas, Obama is probably looking to win, thinks that if he wins one of the next two contests, it's not over, but it's almost over if he does that. And look, polls show that the contest is closing in Texas and Ohio, and so Hillary Clinton, I don't see how she wins the nomination without employing the superdelegate strategy, which is to win in a backroom kind of situation to pull off winning many, many of these so-called superdelegates, because I don't see how she comes out ahead in regular delegates. Even if she wins Texas and Ohio, I don't think she's going to win by such a huge margin that it shifts the delegate count that much. And so I think that's where we are. And I just mathematically, forgetting how I feel about the race, I just think mathematically that's where we are in the race.
How much trouble is Hillary Clinton in?
Oh, I think she's in huge trouble. I think I don't know what she's going to do to change her campaign. I just think the message is falling flat. And I think Obama, and this is what I'm writing about in my next column, Obama clearly understands that that the way to win Ohio and Texas is to remind people what the Clintons did in the 90s on some kitchen table economic issues. Most, first and foremost, is NAFTA and the China trade deal, which especially in Ohio has literally decimated that state, manufacturing economy. And just to show you the political effectiveness of focusing on that issue, in 2006, one of the most liberal U.S. members of the U.S. House, a guy by the name of Sherrod Brown, became the United States Senator from Ohio, defeating a Republican by a very big margin in Ohio. And he did it by basically talking incessantly about our unfair trade policies passed under the Clinton administration. So understand that. The most politically divided state in the country, that has long been a solid red state, was won statewide in 2006 handily by one of the most liberal members of the U.S. House of Representatives on a platform that focused on economic inequality and the unfair trade policies passed in the Clinton administration. And so Barack Obama's strategist, if you listen to Obama's rhetoric hitting NAFTA, hitting the China trade deal lately, Barack Obama's strategist and Barack Obama himself clearly understand that that is the path to winning Ohio, and basically winning Ohio. If he wins Ohio, I think it's really over.
7:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota, the world's smartest man. What do you say to those people who are listening who are Hillary supporters and just think that we're being unfair and we're bashing her?
Well, I don't think we're being unfair when you talk about the math. I mean, the mathematics of the situation it's not really debatable. It doesn't really look like she's going to be able to pull ahead in pledged delegates. It doesn't look like she's going to be able to build up the kind of margins she needs to build up in Texas or Ohio to pull ahead and pledge delegates. And so I think it's a statement of fact to say that in order for her to win, she's probably going to have to employ a superdelegate strategy. I don't think that's bashing Hillary. I just think that's a statement of fact. You know, as it relates to as it relates to what's going on in the dynamics of the race, this issue with NAFTA, China, the Clinton record, you know, I've heard some people say, well, it's not fair to lop Hillary Clinton in with the Clinton administration's record on a lot of these issues. You know, she is different than her husband. Well, of course she is. Except there's a problem. Hillary Clinton herself has been on record championing many of the policies that I'm talking about right now. I mean, she's been on record. She flew to Davos in 1998 and thanked corporations for their strong support in helping to pass NAFTA. It's just that's just a fact. And the fact that that could end up really, really hurting her is, again, just a statement of fact. And frankly, the last thing I would say is, you know, I think we want these candidates to be talking about each other's record. I think that's what elections are for. So when Hillary Clinton says Barack Obama doesn't have the kind of experience that he needs to have, I think that's totally fair. I think that's a fair thing to raise. That's part of Obama's record, that he doesn't have, or she's making the case he doesn't have as much of a experience. And I think it's part of Hillary Clinton's record that she supported a trade policy that destroyed the job base of the upper Midwest. That's talking about the record. That's not an attack. We want our elections to be about the record. An attack is talking about Hillary Clinton's marriage or Barack Obama, or making allegations about Barack Obama's religion. Those are personal attacks. What we're talking about now is comparing the record.
If Obama gets the nomination, though, they're gonna dump manure all over him. Think he can survive through that?
Yeah, you know, I think they're gonna dump manure over on top of anyone. And,
well, they would do it on top of Hillary too.
Look, if you listen to right wing radio, not that it's totally representative of what's going on out there, they are desperate for the nominee to be Hillary Clinton, and here's why. It's very hard for the Republican base to rally around John McCain. So what they want is a Democratic candidate that they can get the base to rally against. And so, you know, I think Barack Obama breaks apart that traditional Republican that Republican formula. Unlike Hillary Clinton, I'm not saying I don't think Hillary Clinton could win a general election. I'm just saying he confounds the Republican machine. And I heard one, I actually think it was Rich Masters who said this on your show. The attacks on Hillary Clinton from the right will tend to be more personal and character driven, and the attacks on Obama, I think, will be more political. And I think that's a really important point here, that the Republican machine is so good at the personal side of this. And I think that although there has been this whisper campaign about Obama's religion and this, that, and the other thing, I don't think they're going to be as adept at unleashing that machine on that set of issues against Barack Obama because they're well practiced at fighting against the Clintons, and the Clintons are well practiced at resisting them. But I just think that if you listen to, you know, I was listening to Sean Hannity yesterday. You know, you can hear it in their voice. They're dying for Hillary Clinton to be the nominee so that they can rally against something.
Well, Sean Hannity's dying for anything to happen. I mean, after all, he hitched his wagon to Rudy Giuliani, which went totally downhill. But, yeah, I think that it'll be harder against Barack Obama, but they'll do it. I mean, he's a Muslim. He's not. That they'll attack his church, which, by the way, Mary and I have been to, and the stuff that circulates around about them being racist is BS. Or I saw other white people there. All of these things. And I just go back to what I said to you before. How do you play nice with somebody? Because I think we'd all like to just see a debate about the issues. But how do you play nice with somebody when they don't want to play nice and they don't intend to play nice?
Well, it's the age-old question. I think as it relates to a presidential campaign, I mean, the first thing you have to do is clarify the record. That doesn't mean you have to go on the attack. But what John Kerry didn't do against the Swift boats was he just didn't respond at all, which is not a good idea. So I think you have to respond, But I think what Obama is showing, because Hillary Clinton has leveled some pretty serious charges against him. What I think he's shown is that you can respond without going on the attack, and it's not exactly turning the other cheek, to use a cliche, but it's almost what I would call killing him with kindness. And I think that is a skill that has been lost in the polarized years, particularly under George W. Bush and Karl Rove, but in the Clinton-Gingrich battles, the idea of killing him with kindness. And I think that we may be reaching a point in American politics, and Barack Obama may be the kind of candidate who understands the power of that.
She went negative on him in Wisconsin and didn't work.
Exactly. And the few candidates, having worked in politics, with candidates, the few candidates who understand how to this art of killing them with kindness, what ends up happening is that the opponent's negative attacks against that candidate tend to drive up the opponent's negatives for being negative. I mean, that's always the calculation, is that when you air a negative campaign ad against your opponent, you potentially drive up your own negatives. And the calculus is, well, we'll drive up my own negatives, but I'll probably drive up the other candidate's negatives even more. With a candidate that with a candidate that understands how to rise above it, and it's a tough skill. A candidate who understands how to do that, the negative attacks against them tend to boomerang.
Yeah. You know, the only way Hillary Clinton's ever going to would ever win in a general election, I think, is she'd have to drive John McCain's negatives up higher than her own. And I think that what she's missing and what they're missing is they're not reading the room and their message is wrong. And Barack Obama, for whatever it is, whether it's David Axelrod, whoever it is around him, or it's just his personality, which I saw parts of that personality in person, but whatever it is, he's got the right message at the right time, and this is the reason he keeps winning.
Yeah, I think it's as simple as that. I mean, I do think when you peel it all away, it is as simple as that. And I also think that it's very difficult to poll, but I do think that there is just a pining for something different, a pining for something new, a reaction to having the same two families head the United States of America for three decades. And somebody told me a stat that if Hillary Clinton was elected to two terms, more than one-third of people in the United States would have only been alive when a Clinton or a Bush has been in the White House. I mean, I don't think it's very crystallized in a lot of people's minds in terms of the way I just put it. I just think that overlays the whole situation. That people just in this country, you know, we like new things. We want new things. We like a change. I mean, that's the beauty of democracy, is that we can always, you know, we don't live in a situation where our leaders are permanent.
Yeah, absolutely. David, thank you, man, and I hope to see you on Friday.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Jay.
All right, David, thank you very much. There's the world's smartest man, David Sirota, and his take about Wisconsin. 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up right around the corner, if you're a small business person, we continue to follow the exploits of the American Small Business League, and we'll be talking about that coming up here. Plus, we'll have Democratic strategist Rich Masters join us, too, with his take on what happened last night. Right now, John Turk takes traffic.
Working an accident westbound I-76 at 74th Avenue. This one sitting on the left shoulder on the ramp to 74th. Backups begin at 88th Ave. This will be also slow going for you all the way to I-25. Eastbound C-470 still stop and go from Santa Fe to Quebec. Once you get on I-25, we're in decent shape in the Tech Center and through the Narrows. Do expect delays if you're heading southbound 25 and North Glenn and Thornton and downtown once you get past 58th Avenue. Other problem areas for us this morning, eastbound I-270 from I-76 to Vasquez, northbound 2 1/4 from the spillway to Mississippi, southbound 225, not a lot better from Parker Road to the Denver Tech Center. Also stop and go eastbound US 36, the turnpike from Federal to the interstate. Today's forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds with cold winds. High should be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool with a few rain and snow showers. Afternoon highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 28 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With the Exide NASCAR Extreme Battery, you can drive with extreme confidence knowing you have long-lasting starting power and the industry's best warranty, including 40 months free replacement and 108 months limited warranty. Exide, the official battery of NASCAR.
The country is changing, and so is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You voted for more live Progressive Talk.
That's right.
AM 760 brings you live talk all day long. J. Marvin, 6 to 10. Ed Schultz, 10 to 1. Randy Rhodes, 1 to 4. And introducing Mario Solis Marriage.
Unorthodox progressive.
Afternoons, 4 to 7. Live talk means more time for your calls and your opinions. On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling.
I live on West Kipling.
3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
7:55, 55 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, homeowners, the mortgage store is bringing back one of their best programs ever offered. They're reintroducing their most popular program of all time. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive 6-month payment freedom plan. Now, adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at astronomical levels. Consolidate your bills into one new low, low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. The mortgage store underwrites their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. That's true. The 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR, it's not going to last long. So get on the phone, take advantage of it, call now, 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising payments. Call 303-423-7171. Don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. Open evenings until 8, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Tonight on NBC, on an all-new Law & Order. In 17 years and thousands of cases, you've never seen a Law & Order witness like this. We promise.
Officers, remove that man.
An edge of your seat, all-new Law & Order. Tonight at 10, 9 Central. After an all-new Deal or No Deal in Criminal Intent. Only on NBC.
Then watch 9 News at 9 and 10.
He asked me to kill her, and after a lot of convincing, I did.
How does a fairy tale wedding turn into an affair and then murder?
What are the consequences? Are you willing to pay for this? Are you really going to get somewhere with this? Is this person really going to leave their spouse?
So why now, 17 years later, is she talking to Paula Woodward?
Having an affair is a lie, because you're lying to somebody.
Nine wants to know tonight on 9 News at 9 and 10.
You love music. You love pianos. And you'll love the money you'll save at Baker's Piano Center's President's Day sale this weekend. 40% off all new Baldwin pianos, 30% off all new Kawai pianos, and all player grands are on sale, including the latest iPod system by Piano Disc. Better prices, better selection, better service. With two locations, Denver South, just 4 minutes west of Park Meadows, and Boulder, just north of the 29th Street Mall. Go to bakerspianocenter.com. Baker's Piano Center. The music starts here.
All right, you're a small business person. We're going to talk about you. Then we're going to talk more about politics. Then we're going to go over the phones. Thank you, everybody, for being here this morning. I do appreciate it. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around.
They're saying, okay, Mike Huckabee, we like him because he's genuine. Look, compared to Mitt Romney,
Britney Spears is genuine. Genuinely crazy, as is Huckabee.
Randy Rhoads is now live. Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ellie Repair, Ellie Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, it's easy to say it can wait. Problem is, a chip is like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks just waiting to spread. Take my last customer. He spotted a chip in his windshield weeks ago. He ignored it. Then yesterday, what was bound to happen, did. He went over a speed bump, the vibration shot up to the chip, and crack, it spread. Elite Safelite had to replace the whole windshield. He was happy with the result, of course, but he could have avoided all that hassle and expense. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we're usually able to repair it in just a half an hour by injecting our special resin without even removing the windshield. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapandy. The storm clouds over the economy seem to be growing thicker. One report this morning shows a weak gain in January home building with a sharp drop in permits to start work this spring. A second report shows a bigger than expected 0.4% jump in consumer prices led by higher food, fuel, and medical costs. Deutsche Bank economist Joe Lavorgna.
The consumer is really facing a lot of headwinds. Having to pay more to eat and to fill his or her car certainly is going to be a burden and certainly going to weigh on the economy.
The economy is weighing on Wall Street. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 83 points. NASDAQ is down about 10. The Atlantis shuttle crew is home safe. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Frank, it's the sound everyone here waits for. Twin sonic booms telling the world the shuttle is back in Florida.
Atlantis rolling out on runway 15 at the Kennedy Space Center, wrapping up a 5.3 million mile mission to expand the global village of space.
From Mission Control.
Very nice landing.
Hey, thanks, Mash. We're just happy to be on the ground and looking forward to seeing our families in a few minutes.
Commander Steve Frick and his crew delivered the new Columbus lab to the International Space Station Endeavour, already on the launch pad for the next construction flight, like next month. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Tonight could be the night a Navy ship in the Pacific fires a missile to take down a dying spy satellite loaded with toxic fuel. CBS's David Martin.
USS Lake Erie is on station northwest of Hawaii, and the satellite is scheduled to pass overhead at about 10:30 Eastern Time tonight. If the order to fire is given, a missile will streak 150 miles above the Earth and send its 40-pound warhead to smash into the satellite.
And there's this late word from the Pentagon. Military officials say bad weather at sea could delay that effort. After two more big wins in Wisconsin and Hawaii, Democratic frontrunner Barack Obama is feeling it.
All across the country, people are standing up and saying it is time to turn the page.
CBS's Jim Axelrod tells us why it won't be easy for Hillary Clinton to turn the page back.
Obama won in a state full of the kind of Democrats who had been reliable Clinton voters. White, working class, less affluent, less educated. Which may explain Clinton's focus last night. Ahead to Ohio, which along with Texas, is her next chance to stop Obama.
Campaigning in New York this morning, Clinton promised to fight back.
We're going to draw the contrast and make the comparisons and give the people of Ohio and Texas and the other states a real choice.
Authorities in Tucson have arrested six suspects who allegedly ran a major dogfighting ring. County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik.
This is one of the most disgusting situations, I think, that we've been involved in for a long, long time.
Louisville High School has been locked down after a student reported seeing a man with a gun. This is CBS News.
At Mercedes-Benz, our affordable certified pre-owned vehicles come with the rich legacy of engineering that is Mercedes-Benz. And a 155-point inspection, roadside assistance, and a one-year warranty up to 100,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz retains its integrity because, as a company, we have ours. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about the certified pre-owned program by Mercedes-Benz.
See dealer for complete details and warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
The GEICO number 7 car team knows about being put to the test on the track and at GEICOGarage.com.
You call yourself a mechanic? I can't win races.
places like this, okay?
Lauren Wallace, teammate of the number 7 car driver, Mike Wallace.
Hey, Lauren, the guys in the shop tell me you've been messing with my car.
My car.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, yeah? Name the place, Mike. Name the place.
GEICOGarage.com. The race begins here.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. University of Colorado Board of Regents votes tonight on whether Bruce Benson will be the CU system's next president. Benson thinks he's a lot.
I think I do have a great relationship with a lot of the regents.
And that may be because a majority of the regents are Republicans like Benson. Both faculty and student groups have voted against the former GOP operative. A university spokesman, though, says the only vote that really counts is that of the regents.
I think the regents listen very carefully to the university's key constituent groups, and certainly faculty are right at the top of that list.
Benson is a longtime supporter of education issues, but his lack of an advanced degree has brought his nomination into question. The EPA says it could be 2 months before drilling begins on a well to pump water out of that crumbling tunnel near Leadville. That's where local officials fear more than 1 billion gallons of trapped water could cause a potentially catastrophic flood. Many locals seem resigned.
It's a problem that just won't go away overnight, and there's not much we can do about that. You know, we have to just hang in and do what we can.
EPA officials are scrambling to find a contractor and more than $4.5 million to pay for that plan. And the Denver Public School Board set tomorrow to listen to recommendations on whether health clinics in the city's high schools should start dispensing birth control. If board members do away with a 22-year ban on contraceptives, they could be made available to students without parental consent. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a couple accidents. Westbound 76 near 74th, that's one of them. The other one is along the foothills, C-470 near Morrison. Slow speeds, westbound 36 as you're coming up on Federal, 2I-25, that's eastbound rather. Heavy pockets, northbound 2 1/4 as you're making that Parker curve past Mississippi. Off the highways, they've cleaned up a crash, 26 in Sheridan. Now it sounds like there's a new accident, I-70 in Peoria. And looking at those CDOT cameras, lots of slowing for northbounders on I-25 as you're making your way out of the tech center up past Hamden. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take a listen. The Mile High City with cars honking or the Mile Deep Grand Canyon with creeks flowing. Do tomorrow different in Arizona. Whitewater rafting, once-in-a-lifetime hikes, and one of the 7 wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon. For a free packet, visit denver2az.com.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big guns.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Like every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep. Take a stance and stick to it. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. Privileged to be here. And high today, going to be in the 40s. All right. This is something we've been keeping track of for a long, long time. There are a lot of us here who value small business. Small business is the backbone of any community and is really the backbone of the United States of America. Last week, the American Small Business League filed a suit against the Small Business Administration in federal district court. And we're going to talk to Lloyd Chapman, president and founder of the American Small Business League. You can go to ASBL.com. And Lloyd, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. All right, let's recap here a little bit for people who have not heard you on before. Now, conventional wisdom dictates that the Republican Party and that the GOP are very, very pro-business and that they're very, very pro-small business, but you found out that that isn't the case, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, I was on the Internet one night about a year ago, and I Googled close the Small Business Administration. And a story popped up from 1984, where Ronald Reagan tried to close the Small Business Administration for 2 years and end all federal programs for women, minorities, and small businesses. And that's something people can look up. Look up abolish the SBA. That's it, abolish the SBA. And then in 96, Republican members of Congress once again proposed legislation to abolish the Small Business Administration. And people need to understand when you abolish that agency, they're trying to abolish the federal programs to assist small businesses, woman-owned firms, and minority-owned firms. And then when George Bush was elected, the first week he was in office, he removed the head of the SBA from the president's cabinet and began to cut that agency's budget and staffing. Today, the SBA budget is about half what it was when Bush took office. And they've laid off all the experienced, tenured, you know, people there. And a Bush attorney told a friend of mine, not knowing he was a friend of mine, that George Bush intends to starve the Small Business Administration to death. And that's what they've done. So they've done everything they can to close that agency without getting authorization from Congress. So in my mind, you know, Republicans are what I would call anti-small business. In fact, the groups that most people think represent small businesses, like the National Federation of Independent Business and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are ultra-conservative groups that lobby for Fortune 500 corporations to the detriment of small businesses. And it just drives me crazy when people, you know, think that those groups are pro-small business. I saw a show on CNN the other night, and the commentator was talking about, you know, different subjects, and she acknowledged that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was ultra, you know, conservative. But small businesses just don't have a voice in this country. That's why all these problems have happened.
What is the SBA supposed to do for the small business person?
Well, their mission, by law, is to, you know, reach out and help small businesses, particularly to help small business participate in the federal procurement process. A federal law was passed, when the Small Business Act was passed, I think it was 1953, when Dwight Eisenhower was president, that said that a fair portion of the total value of all federal contracts and subcontracts shall go to small businesses. In the last, you know, 10, 15 years, that's been determined to be 23%. So the Small Business Administration's main mission is to help small businesses participate in these federal programs and get 23% of these contracts, which is around $150 billion a year. In reality, the Small Business Administration does just the opposite. They're a federal agency, and they're helping the government project the false impression that they're hitting these goals. So today, while we're talking, some of the largest companies in France and England and Holland and Lockheed and Boeing and Halliburton and Bechtel and Microsoft and Walmart, Rolls-Royce, are all getting federal small business contracts because of policies that the SBA drafted. And it's just, it's the most astonishing thing when you tell people. It's almost, people have a hard time believing it. But the SBA is probably, they're supposed to be the friend of small business. They're supposed to help small businesses. And they're the ones that have originally written the policies that have diverted, our research shows, around $100 billion a year in government contracts away from small businesses and to primarily Fortune 500 corporations.
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Lloyd Chapman, president and founder of the American Small Business League. Yet, and every time I have you on, we talk about this. This is a story that just will not break through in the mainstream media.
You know what? I'll tell you something. Yeah, it won't. And two things amaze me. This should be on the front page of Newsweek and Time Magazine. And this story, I exposed this 5 years ago. In 2002, the AP did a story on it, ran in 60 newspapers across the country. Since then, there's been 15 federal investigations by four different federal agencies. One investigation said it was one of the largest problems facing the United States government today. And it's been on ABC, CBS, CNN, and yet no legislation. So 5 years, 400 stories, 15 federal investigations. We've had the Republican-controlled Congress, the Democrats-controlled Congress, and not one piece of legislation has been passed to stop it. And it's just it's very frustrating. Something happened to me around Christmas. I can't remember if I told you last time I was on your show, but the Associated Press called me around December 10th and said, we want you to go to San Francisco for an on-camera interview. We're releasing a story on this issue and on you and your involvement in it. And so I went down on December 13th and did the interview, and the story was supposed to run between, I think, the 15th and the 25th. Story never ran.
Mm.
That's the third time that I've done on-camera interviews for the Associated Press, the third time they told me the story is coming out within the next 10 days, and it never ran, and the reporter has sort of disappeared. So
did you ask them why it didn't run?
Well, the reporter that wrote it, he's sort of gone. You can't find him. So when you call him, he's not there. And again, this has happened to me, starting back in 2003, the Tom Brokaw show, The Fleecing of America, spent a week in California filming a story about me. That never ran. We've talked about the Lou Dobbs show. They spend all day in my office filming a story about it. And that didn't run. That
yeah, he, well, he's one of the world's biggest phonies
yeah.
right there.
But this, it's just amazing. But I'll have to, the things that happen around this story, I was thinking about this yesterday. Most people think, small business contracts, that's nothing. It's not a big deal. It's $100 billion a year. And it's so controversial, none of the presidential candidates will mention it. So you would think this is something, again, it's been on CBS and ABC and CNN and New York Times, LA Times. It's been, every major newspaper in the country, and they will not mention it. And you can't get anybody running for president to even, discuss this issue because basically it's an issue of small businesses against Fortune 500 corporations. And, unfortunately, so far, no one that's running for president has wanted to, irritate Fortune 500 corporations to try to do what's right for small businesses. But it's I have to believe, based upon all the strange things that I've, gone through, that the three public relations firms that the White House has hired, and they pay them $2 million a day, according to a GAO investigation, that they're working overtime to try to keep this story out of the press because, as you mentioned, the general public has the belief that the Republican Party is the party of, small business. All the major groups that hold themselves out as representing small businesses are ultra-conservative. And yet, when you see this story, you have to, you can't believe that. When you see that Ronald Reagan tried to close the SBA and Republican members of Congress try to close it again in 96, and Bush is trying to close it. It's hard to think that the Republicans are pro-small business when you see this information.
Well, they're always running around trumpeting this whole idea about the free market. Yet they really don't believe in that. They believe in the free market only for their friends.
Absolutely. Yeah, the free market, for the oil companies where they make, $400 billion a year, and we're looking at record gas prices and a recession. It's just really, in fact, every day I'm sure that you were probably irritated about the hearings about the, steroids in baseball. And I sat
right
there and watched that, and I thought, my God, we've got so many problems in this country need to be talked about. And that's not one of them in comparison. I'd love to see some hearings about, why these oil companies are making record profits. And, and we're looking at high gas prices. They should have a hearing about that. And of course, my wildest dream would be to have, Henry Waxman have a hearing about, why is Lockheed getting small business contracts 5 years after that was been exposed and reports came out that it might be a felony contracting fraud. So it's very frustrating.
So somebody emailed me at am760.net and also called, wanted to know about the SBIR, the Small Business Innovative Research, and is it up to be refunded? Because it's going to a vote in Congress. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, SBIR, it's kind of a complicated situation. I'm not sure I totally understand it. But I fought against a proposal a couple of years ago to allow Fortune 500 corporations to own a controlling interest in an SBIR company and have it still be considered a small business. And that's my main problem with SBIR, Small Business Innovative Research. So what it is companies, primarily, as I understand it, in the biotech industry that are trying to work with these federal programs, and the big pharmaceutical companies want a law passed where they can own 51% of a biotech company, or we'll call an SBIR company, and have it still be considered a small business. And if you talk to the leaders of that industry, they don't want that because most of the SBIR companies are small businesses. So the last thing you want in your industry is to have a very small number of the companies controlled by, Pfizer and some of the Fortune 500, you know, pharmaceutical companies, and then you've got to compete with them for small business contracts. So that's my main concern about the SBIR program. And something that I want to make sure that I talk about is about 4 or 5 months ago, the House passed a bill. So this situation wasn't bad enough. If we, you know, we've got the biggest companies in England, France, and Holland and U.S. getting small business contracts. The House passed a bill that will allow some of the largest multi-billion dollar venture capital firms in the country to get small business contracts. And I was just so stunned that they would do that. And I think John Kerry now has a bill in his committee, and they're looking at it. And I don't think that Kerry is going to, you know, go for that. But it's just amazing, as bad as the situation is, no legislation has been, you know, passed to stop it, and yet legislation has passed to make it even worse. And but it's just really, I've never seen anything like this in government my whole life. I've never seen something that's so blatantly, you know, blatant examples of fraud and abuse and something that's so much money, and yet you can't get legislation to stop it. You would think that you know, after the first, you know, ABC story, some member of Congress would propose legislation to stop it, but that hadn't happened so far.
All right, before we run out of time here, you're suing the SBA. What's that about?
Well, I've sued the SBA. I think this is my fourth or fifth lawsuit against them, and I sue them under the Freedom of Information Act. And what I do, and I've won every case I've ever filed against the SBA or every other federal agency. I've won lawsuits against NASA and the Pentagon, and I asked them for the names of the firms that they gave small business contracts to for 2005 and 2006. And, of course, they're refusing to release it because that would sort of burst the bubble that George Bush is pro-small business when you see that he's giving, you know, Halliburton and Lockheed and Boeing and Bechtel small business contracts. So we're going to go to federal court over that and let a federal judge decide. And the last, you know, few times I've been in federal court with the government, I've always won. And I expect that a judge is going to rule in my favor and said that the SBA has no legitimate grounds for withholding this information. But Stephen Preston is head of the SBA, and back in the summer of 2006, he came out with a press release and said it was a myth that large businesses got small business contracts. And this is after 15 federal investigations and 400 stories. So they're really, they've got a PR machine there at the SBA. A guy named Mike Stamler heads their PR program, and those guys are working, you know, nights and weekends to try to kill this story and try to put out misinformation on this, but I'll win that lawsuit. In fact, within the next 30 days, I intend to file lawsuits against the Pentagon and the General Services Administration, again, to force them to release information that shows that the Bush administration has diverted probably, this sounds like a big number, but my guess is it's around $500 billion in federal small business contracts have actually gone to some of the biggest companies in the world, and I hope to expose that with my lawsuits.
All right, well, as usual, let us know what happens. And if people want more information about what you're up to, they can go to ASBL.com. And if you're a small business owner, this is something you should really get involved with, ASBL.com. Lloyd, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. And I know we'll have you on again because we want to follow this.
All right, Jay, thanks a lot. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. Lloyd Chapman from the American Small Business League. And, you see, they talk a good game, these folks. But they're not really on your side if you're a small business person. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good to have you along. And John Turk is going to take a look at traffic. Mr. Turk.
Yeah, Jay, a new accident on westbound I-70 between Peoria and Havana Street. You're going to see low speeds beginning at I-225. Also a crash on westbound C-470 just after 285 and before Morrison Road. This affecting traffic in the right-hand lanes. In the cleanup phase, a crash on westbound I-76 at 74th. It looks like they have actually gotten this out of the way, but still seeing some slow speeds through there. Just word of two incidents on southbound I-25 at Highway 119 in Longmont. Again, yesterday we had a situation in the same spot. Two accidents southbound I-25 at Highway 119. Stop-and-go traffic eastbound C-470 from Santa Fe to Quebec. It's also real thick on the Boulder Turnpike from Federal to I-25. No accidents there, just high and slow volumes. Look out downtown. Two-car accident sitting there on northbound Spear Boulevard at Stout Street. Today's forecast, a mix of sunshine, clouds, and cold winds. Highs should be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly clouds.
Democracy is not a spectator sport. Join Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff as the Douglas County Democrats kick off 2008 at the 4th Annual Clinton-Carter Dinner. This year, more Democrats voted in the Douglas County Caucus than Republicans. Join Senator Lois Tochtrop, Representative and future Senator Morgan Carroll, and State Party Chair Pat Walk, and become part of the new energy that's turning Douglas County blue. For information or tickets, go to DouglasDemocrats.org or call 303-907-8961.
You know how if you hold a seashell up to your ear, you can hear the sound of the ocean? Well, right now, if you put your ear against a radio speaker, you might hear it too. With the Orbitz Catch the Wave cruise event, with rates as low as $199 for a four-night cruise, you can get the price you want on the cruise you're looking for. And with select cruise bookings of 7-plus nights, you'll receive a complimentary iPod. So catch the wave today and book your cruise at Orbitz.com. Offer valid 1-7-2-1-2-8-0-8. While supplies last, for select cabins on sale and departing 2-1-12-31-08. See site for details. Apple's not a participant or sponsor of this promotion.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Uncle Fester, Jules, great people. Rodrigo, great people working out there. So ask for any of them, and they'll treat you right, because that's Rocky's number one mission, is to treat you right. I've been in their business meetings, which a lot of companies don't allow you to go to. And what do they stress all the time? They stress to their salespeople, they stress the idea that the customer comes first. That the customer comes first. And you don't get that at a lot of car stores in this state. So get out and see the folks at Rockies, RockiesAutos.com on the internet, or go out there and see them. They're open tonight until 8, because Rockies is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. You show up at 8, they're not going to close the gate. They'll take care of you. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Go now. Call now.
Hi, this is Rick with RadioVote.com. We need your opinion and your help. RadioVote.com is conducting a survey of people's favorite radio stations. We're asking that you register for a quick survey and give you the opportunity to get $1,000 for the trouble. We all know Denver radio could be better, but without feedback, radio stations are working in the dark. Help Denver radio and take a shot at $1,000 while you're at it. Yes, you can make a difference. RadioVote.com. It only takes about 2 minutes. RadioVote.com. Thanks.
Good morning, 827, 27 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, high today in the 40s. And, you know, we haven't talked about this in a long, long time. I'm just going to throw this a little bit in here. We haven't talked about this in a while. And this whole struggle about English versus Spanish and illegal immigrants and why can't they assimilate and on and on and on and on and on again. And having our kids, as well as ourselves, learn another language. Knowledge is power. And if I had a child today in the school system, I would love for that child to learn Spanish or French or be able to speak two or three languages. I've run into people who can speak four and five. I can't even speak one English, and I have a hard time even speaking Spanish. I mean, I understand part of it, but I can't speak it. I'm not fluent in it. And I got a email from a guy who wrote it to me in Spanish. And I can make out about every third word. But you know what? I'm going to have to get somebody to translate it for me because I can't read Spanish. And I think to myself every single day, why did I sit through Spanish class and goof off and be a knucklehead? And this whole drive about, well, English has got to be the official language. Why is it that we have to have this thing about everybody has to be the same? And if they're not the same, and if we don't have this cohesive society, we're going to be headed for trouble. If you want to get along in America today, you have to speak English. English is the international language of business. I pointed this out before. You go look at Formula One drivers. You go look at sports car drivers. A lot of them are from Europe. But what do they speak over the radios to the cars, to the drivers? They speak English because English is the international language of business. So if you want to succeed in the United States of America, the thing you have to do is you've got to go out and learn English. But the other side of that is don't know how to speak Spanish, you're up the creek without a paddle, basically, in a lot of cases. And I love Spanish. I love the sound of it. I love everything about it. That's why I loved living on the border. I just wish I understood more of it. So now I have this email from this guy, and I can't translate it. I mean, I know that it says thank you in it, because I see gracias in there. I know it says esteemed Jay. And then at the end, I know it says a salute to you. But I don't know what the rest of it says. And it's irritating. Oh, well, I got it translated. You know who translated it for me? I gotta tell him by email here because he may not have the radio on. Talking about you on the air. Thanks, Jay. Okay. So do you know who translated it for me, John?
Who's that?
Mario.
Is he listening right now?
No, I don't think he had the radio on, but I think that I just sent him an email and said, can you translate this for me? And he sent it back to me. Here's what this guy said to me. And this is from Mario, Solis Marriage. He says, thanks for the stimulating words. We'll see you someday if you return. And this guy's a writer who lives in Cuba. Oh, I'm talking about Cuba. I'm talking about Cuba. I must have communist connections. Some guy sent me an email yesterday claiming that. All right. It's 8:32, 32 minutes after the hour. And we're going to get into what happened last night in Wisconsin with our buddy Rich Masters coming up. But right now, John's going to have some traffic.
Now, Jay, we have problems in Longmont for the second day in a row. Two accidents on southbound I-25 near Highway 119. This involving multiple vehicles. This is going to cause some delays for you, both northbounders and southbounders. After a relatively quiet start to the commute, the crash is really starting to pick up. Westbound I-70 near Peoria will back you up from 225 to Colorado Boulevard. Also see one southbound 25 at Hamden. This off the right-hand shoulder, but causing minor slowing in those right-hand lanes. Off the highways, a crash downtown on northbound Spirit Stout. A traffic problem in Broomfield at 120th and Sheridan. Police barriers are set up due to a robbery at the Hobby Lobby. So just be aware as you head through there in Broomfield. Today's forecast, some sun this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon. Look for a high around 45. Right now it's 31 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Through the Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program, Kohl's plans to recognize more than 19,000 kids with...
Louder Than Words discovered the 9/11 attacks had been detected by members of the United States government and allowed to happen, and may have been aided by individuals within the military-industrial complex. Now, years after their investigation started, comes the release of Loose Change Final Cut. Loose Change Final Cut premieres in Denver and Boulder this weekend, three nights only. Don't miss it. Plus, meet the producers at all of the showings. Loose Change at the Gothic Theater on the 24th, the Boulder Theater on the 25th, and the Oriental Theater on the 26th. Tickets and information are at loosechangecolorado.com or at the box office. That's loosechangecolorado.com.
This song is about number six. It's a key of fabulous. Roll up the red carpet. It's the big award show. I'm on in this and entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which couples are blooming and which has drifted. And which a Nile from rehab escaped, and to a charity daddy later donate. And who's adopting kids, our nation's foreign, whose movies are hit and whose is born. I wanna be where the flash bulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
Nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
Turn market volatility into a guaranteed 16.41% 12-month return. Our clients have averaged over 12% a year in complete safety since 1989. Tune in Secure Wealth Colorado this Saturday afternoon at 4:30 here on AM 760.
Louder Than Words discovered the 9/11 attacks had been detected by members of the United States government and allowed to happen, and may have been aided by individuals within the military-industrial complex. Now, years after their investigation started, comes the release of Loose Change Final Cut. Loose Change Final Cut premieres in Denver and Boulder this weekend, three nights only. Don't miss it. Plus, meet the producers at all of the showings. Loose Change at the Gothic Theater on the 24th, the Boulder Theater on the 25th, and the Oriental Theater on the 26th. Tickets and information are at loosechangecolorado.com or at the box office. That's loosechangecolorado.com.
The providers at Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center care for thousands of severely injured patients each year. Skiers, snowboarders, bikers, and motorcyclists should always wear a helmet. It's the seatbelt for your brain. Denver Health, level one care for all. Visit denverhealth.org.
Hey, 37 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, the cream, and I feel fine, and we do feel fine. It's going to be a really nice day today, high of around 40, somewhere around that.
And it's good to have you along. All right. Rich Masters coming along at 9:30, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got an hour, and let's do some open phones. 303-713-7600. Anything that you want to talk about is okay. Should we play that other Glenn Beck cut? Do you want to play that? Yeah, the other one about Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this desperation.
He feels, and I happen to agree with him, that this congressional game playing by Nancy Pelosi will end up killing Americans.
That's it. That's in response to the FISA thing. So in other words, if you don't vote the way they want you to, you're going to kill everybody. Oh, and how about Ann Coulter on Obama? Want to hear this one?
Why do you keep emphasizing his middle name as if you're trying to associate him
because
with
Saddam? Because I think it's funny.
Because I think it's funny? It's because you have no legitimate argument. Let's go to Charles in Centennial. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Listen, on your translation thing, I work in IT, and we deal with people with, you know, a lot of different backgrounds, as it were. I got a person in my office, for instance, that speaks Russian. So I end up, I go to Alta Vista. There's been a translation site out there on them for ages and ages. It's called Babelfish. And you can cut and paste emails and documents and stuff in there and hit the translate button, you know, tell it where you want to translate from what language to what language, and it'll give you a not a bad translation. I mean, you know, you have to go in and kind of read between the lines sometimes because it doesn't always translate well. But you can at least get the gist. And then if you want to reply back in the same language, then you can type down in English and then say you know, translate from English to whatever, and cut and paste that back into your email and be able to communicate with them in their own language.
Wow. Okay. Where do I go to find this?
Alta Vista. AltaVista.
Right. And then once I get there, where do I go?
There's right underneath the banner, there's a thing for Babelfish translation.
Man, I am definitely checking that out. Wouldn't that blow that guy's mind if I responded in Spanish?
Sure. you're probably not going to be responding in proper Spanish. I mean, the syntax doesn't always translate, and you know, we will use. Idioms in English that don't mean the same thing in the other language, you know. So
yeah, but I think he would get that because I live. Although he would look at it and go, Colorado, gee, you think the guy would speak Spanish? But I mean, I think he'd get it. I think he'd get that I don't speak Spanish. I think he would understand that.
Right, right. No, he definitely gets that. But it's that extra little step that kind of helps. I've got to. As I say, with the gal that's in my office that speaks Russian, I will go out to Babelfish and try. I'm trying to learn Russian. I can't reach Cyrillic, but she will come in and translate it using our own alphabet, and so I can at least try to pronounce the stuff. I will go in and do things like, you know, good morning, comrade, and have that translated into Russian, and then, you know, write that on the whiteboard for her when she comes in.
Wow. It's really incredible what technology can do these days, and it can take us illiterates and make us sound literate, except on my blog, the spell checker has been out for like 2 or 3 weeks, and I can't spell worth a damn.
Better get that fixed. You're going to start sounding like George Bush.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what, it's either they fix that spell checker or I'm moving my blog to some other place.
Right.
All right. Hey, Charles. Thanks, man. That's really a good tip.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you much, Jay.
Okay, we'll see you later. You too. 303-713-7600. And anything you want to talk about is fine. We're into the open phone segment of the program with Rich Masters coming up at 9:30. Let's go to Marquez in Denver. Marquez, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning there, Jay. You was talking about, you know, why do we fear, why we don't learn another language. And why we fear so much change, why we want to be alike. Mainly, that's the way we've been reared for the last 30 years that I've been on this earth. It's just that's how they want us to be, fearful. And I believe so heartily in my heart that it's a tool used. If you enlighten a people and people. They're not easily scared, but if you keep them in fear, if they don't know what's happening, if they don't know what's coming, then you can manipulate people when they're fearful. And I know you've said this on your show plenty of times. So it's basically a tool for me. And I asked Mario, one of your guests that hosts the show when you're not there.
He's on in the afternoons now, full time.
Yeah, I asked him this. I said, as a Mexican American, how do you feel about the way that your country is a third worldist country, and while our neighbors up north is thriving and is flourishing?
Well, wait a minute though. He was born here. He's an American citizen.
Well, he has ancestries in Mexico. I got
ancestries in Scotland.
Right. But I'm just saying, in Mexico, look how well they're doing. They're not doing very well. I mean, but the country up north is thriving. We have good relations and trade with them. But why is it a third world country below America? And when America says they're the elite country of the world, why do they have a neighbor down south that is poorish?
Because they have unequal redistribution of the wealth, which members of the GOP would love to see happen here.
Well, isn't that a moniker of our political, don't we have political influence there? Yes, We do, but we've never, ever, really,
that I can remember in my lifetime, we've never really leaned on them. In other words, we've never really said to them, okay, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Clean your act up, and we'll help you clean your act up, but the thing you got to do is you got to work on your employment problem, and you've got to work on eliminating poverty in your country so that people stop trying to seek coming in here, because what they want to do is they just want to put food in their stomachs. We've never really done that. I mean, if we took and paid as much attention to Mexico as we did to Iraq, think what we could get done. I mean, who's a bigger threat? And it isn't a matter of threat in the sense of, like, national security, but it's first of all, illegal immigrants that come into this country undermine the salaries of American workers. That's number one.
It's a formula, Jay.
Yeah, that's right. And why don't these people just come forward and admit it? That, in other words, what they want to do is they want to feed the beast cheap labor instead of doing what's right for not only the Mexicans and Mexico, but also do what's right for the United States.
That's right. I have one more point too before we hang up. Isn't another one of our failures to look in between the movement of liberal civil rights and everything? Isn't that one of the main things is that we fight for our rights, for freedom, how the freedom that we want under the Constitution. But I think one of our major failures is maintaining these institutions once we get them. I think that's the problem that we have. We don't see that the other side, like the Republicans with their ideologies, how they want things to be ran, and we don't see that they're the ones that could be put in positions to help corrupt the systems that we put in place. And I think we do a bad job of not just looking for the payback mainly, because we have internal people in this country that just don't want liberalism, this communism, and so forth. And I also see a lot of Kennedy on TV, and they're trying to elate Barack Obama's inexperience with the Bay of Pigs a lot. And I keep hearing this on talk radio for this inexperience. And you guys are right. They do not want Barack Obama in there because they don't have nothing to fight against except racism. They try not to play that card if they can help it. But they are trying to equate Kennedy's inexperience with Barack Obama's inexperience about the Bay of Pigs.
To compare Barack Obama to John Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs is not to understand what was going on with the Bay of Pigs. That's not to, that doesn't understand, you know, they don't understand what that's about, and the best thing they can do is get a book and read history. Marquez, thank you, man.
Oh, you're welcome, Jay. Have a good morning.
All right, we'll see you later. Let's go to Dennis in Lakewood. Dennis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to chime in on the small business contracting with the government.
Sure, please do.
I work for a small company that does repair services on scientific instruments. And one of the tactics that many of the federal labs use in order to keep my company from being able to compete is they require companies to register with the GSA, the General Services Administration.
Right.
And the fine print on the GSA registration is that if you're not the OEM, the original equipment manufacturer, you're screwed. You can't get on the list. And then the labs say, well, if you're not on the list, then you can't bid on the contract, which makes it a roundabout way of saying, if you're not a Fortune 500 company, you can't get in the door.
Right, exactly.
And we've had this problem for several years with trying to get into and work on equipment for the EPA, the USGS, and several of the other federal laboratories, military institution, locations, you name it. Most of them pull this card, and I mean we're stuck on the sidelines.
Well, see, we need to start speaking up about this. We need to start talking about the fact that the administration and that the GOP are not small business friendly, that they're large corporation friendly, and that all anybody has to do is go look at the SBA's record and where these funds go to, and that's one of the reasons why the American Small Business League is suing them to get this information, which they won't give out voluntarily. Now, what does that tell you?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we need to press our candidates to step up and say, yes, we understand that this is a problem. Yes, we're going to look into it. Yes, we're going to make changes.
Exactly.
Because unless they step up and talk about it, we've got no leg to stand on.
I agree 100%. I mean, this should be talked about more, and Lloyd Chapman's point that it isn't is a good one, and that's why we keep having him on, because we keep raising it. But we're one of the only people in the country that's talking about this, and small business people are, you know, they're extremely important. And this foolishness has just definitely got to stop. Dennis, thanks, man.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Now, you don't care about small business, you're really fooling yourself, because we need small business. All communities need small business. 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk, traffic.
Starting to shape up a bit in the metro, but in Longmont, two earlier accidents on southbound 25 near Highway 119 causing some minor delays now. They have cleared that, but still some slow traffic going through that area. Once you get a little further south towards Northland and Thornton on the southbound 25 trip, you'll see speeds in the 20s between 120th and 84th. They've cleared that accident on westbound I-70 at Peoria, so things moving good through that area now. In Broomfield, police still working a robbery at the Hobby Lobby on 120th and Sheridan. You'll see police barriers set up there, but really minor delays, but folks still stopping and taking a look. Today's forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds with cold winds. High should be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool with a few rain and snow showers. Afternoon highs will be in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 34 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The providers at Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center care for thousands of severely injured patients each year. Skiers, snowboarders, bikers, and motorcyclists should always wear a helmet. It's the seatbelt for your brain. Denver Health, level one care for all. Visit denverhealth.org.
Do you ever wonder how you can make a difference in your community? This is Mike from RadioVote.com. RadioVote.com surveys radio listeners like you and gives the feedback straight to the radio stations in your area. It only takes a minute, and stations actually use our data. Take the survey now. You'll get a gift certificate to the Broker restaurant and a shot at winning $1,000 just for your time. A lot of people have opinions about the media, but how often do you get a chance to do something about it? Now is your chance. Help Denver Radio and maybe win $1,000. RadioVote.com. Do it now. RadioVote.com.
Key Equipment Finance wants parents to remember one of the best tools against teenage drinking and driving is communication. Sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their peers and our community safe. This important message brought to you by Key Equipment Finance in Superior. That's Key Equipment Finance working toward a safer community.
Ellie, repair, and...
Elite Place.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, it's easy to say it can wait. Problem is, a chip is like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks just waiting to spread. Take my last customer. He spotted a chip in his windshield weeks ago. He ignored it. Then yesterday, what was bound to happen, did. He went over a speed bump, the vibration shot up to the chip, and crack, it spread. Elite Safelite had to replace the whole windshield. He was happy with the result, of course, but he could have avoided all that hassle and expense. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we're usually able to repair it in just a half an hour by injecting our special resin without even removing the windshield. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good you're along with us. Hey, homeowners, if you're having trouble making your payments or even facing foreclosure because your adjustable rate mortgage is going higher and higher, here's an important announcement about the new FHA Secure program only from the Mortgage Store. According to CNBC, 2 million adjustable rate mortgages reset in the next 2 months. FHA Secure is designed for families who are good borrowers but got steered into high-cost loans and teaser rates. This is a second chance for families who, through no fault of their own, are suddenly facing the threat of foreclosure because of rising mortgage payments. If you used to have solid mortgage payment history but are now having problems since your adjustable rate mortgage reset is higher, you can refinance in a new, low-fixed-rate home loan, and because the Mortgage Store is a direct FHA lender, they can make it happen fast. This is a temporary program. It's not going to be around forever. Call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Open evenings until 8. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who when the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $50.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and dish network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
Hey, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And nice and sunny outside right now. High today going to be in the 40s. Here's an example of something that I go through all the time, and I'm puzzled by it. Maybe I don't make myself clear. This came to me in an email for, at am760.net, which, by the way, you can get podcasts, join the forum, discuss the radio station or any other topic. And this is from Maria. Read American Mexican-American history, please, before you say we have never intervened in Mexico. Ever heard of NAFTA and what that did to Mexico? U.S. has stolen land, their resources, their oil by loans and treaties. U.S. controls many countries' economies, and we will intervene like in Nicaragua, Chiapas, just like other Latin American countries. Maria, I was talking about intervening in a positive way, not a negative way. I'm well aware of NAFTA. I'm well aware of CAFTA. I'm well aware of our meddling in Nicaragua. I'm well aware of our meddling in Chiapas. I'm well aware of our meddling in Cuba. I'm well aware of our meddling in a lot of third world countries and our absolute neglect and abuse of Latin America. I wasn't talking about in a positive way. I was talking about in a negative way. Now, actually, what I was talking about is I was talking about in a positive way, not a negative way. That I've been to Mexico many times, and I lived on the border, and you can't tell me that there's not unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards in Mexico like you've never seen. Because there is. And there's a huge gap between the haves and have-nots. And what does that translate into? Well, what it translates into is it translates into domestic turmoil and problems which drive people to leave their own country. That's all I'm saying. And I'm sorry I didn't clarify that. I apologize. All right, open phones will continue into the next half hour at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin with you. Stick around. More to come.
Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we'll go over all the Wisconsin results and we'll talk about what's next for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling.
I live on West Kipling.
3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Fresh signs of economic trouble in reports out of Washington this morning. The Labor Department says consumer prices jumped last month by an unexpected 0.4 point. And the government says new housing construction rose in January, even though applications for new building permits fell by 3%.
There's not a lot of sign here that things are improving.
Economist David Weiss.
What it's showing is people aren't buying houses. And if they're not buying houses, people can't afford to build them.
And oil futures pushed to their first close above $100 a barrel today. Right now, they're trading at just under $99 a barrel. The presidential campaigns are moving on to Ohio and Texas, the two biggest prizes up for grabs on March the 4th. After Barack Obama's latest victories in Hawaii and Wisconsin, Democratic rival Hillary Clinton is facing tests that could make or break her candidacy. CBSNews.com political director Vaughn Ververs says Obama is cutting into her base.
He's winning among groups like whites, among lower educated voters, lower income voters. These are the voters that went heavily for Clinton in so many of those earlier primaries.
A major bust in Arizona, where authorities say they've broken up a dog fighting operation. Pima County Sheriff said bad weather in the Pacific will probably delay the attempt until tomorrow. Here's CBS News correspondent David Martin.
The Navy has a lot of experience shooting down incoming ballistic missiles. In 14 tests, it has hit the target 12 times. But the satellite will be flying 30 miles higher and 2,000 miles per hour faster than a missile. It's a lot bigger, about the size of a school bus, but the fuel tank that must be destroyed is only 40 inches across.
Checking stocks at this hour, the Dow is off 81 points, the NASDAQ down 10. This is CBS News.
Nick and Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea.
Right now, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers offer the Works Fuel Saver Package. That's a Motorcraft Premium Synthetic Blend Oil Change, Tire Rotation, Multi-Point Inspection, Fluid Top-Off, and much more, all for one low price.
Well, my car's running great, and my dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You're in and out, and I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. See your local participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for special service offers today. See participating dealership for vehicle applications and details through 316-08.
I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Tonight's the night the University of Colorado Board of Regents vote on whether Bruce Benson will be the university system's next president. Benson's a longtime supporter of education issues, but his past as a key GOP operative and his lack of an advanced degree has brought his nomination into question. Benson, though, remains optimistic.
We'll get through this, and we'll get everybody to get on the same page, because this has got to be a major team effort to do what's got to be done for University of Colorado and all of higher education in the state.
CU's faculty and student groups have passed resolutions opposing the oil entrepreneur, but the regents are dominated by Republican appointees and are expected to give Benson the nod. Expense account records obtained by the Associated Press show that members of the State Board of Education often live lavishly when they're on the public tab, charging taxpayers for expensive meals, themed catering, and even valet parking. And we Colorado drivers are paying an average of $322 less for auto insurance these days than we were under the state's previous no-fault system. According to a study commissioned by the governor's office, average premiums decreased 35% over the past 4 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it was a quiet ride around the metro as far as accidents go. However, it's going to be heavy in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Eastbound I-70 is hanging up a little bit at the Coliseum. Same deal on C-470 right around Santa Fe, but speeds there are starting to pick up quickly. There are some stretches of I-70 with low-lying fog across the...
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinic. Proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I may not agree with him. I wouldn't even make that statement towards Ann Coulter. All right, let's go to Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Art once. Art twice. Art attack. Art's gone. Tony in Littleton. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Really quickly, I wanted to get your opinion of something that my friend suggested about the right-wing talking heads' repudiation of John McCain. She suggested that this is actually part of a strategy to position McCain as more palatable to independents so that they would not perceive him as just another iteration of George Bush.
Yeah, that could be part of it. But the trouble with all of that is, I think, is that he has to have the base in order to win. And those guys are driving off the base from him because that's who they're talking to. They're talking to about 20 to 25%, maybe less, of people in the United States. And a lot of those people who hang on every word they say, they're the base. I mean, they're the ones who, they're the core. They're the ones who they have to have. I mean, they have to have, John McCain has to have those people. So he's going to have to walk kind of a difficult tightrope in that he's going to try to portray that maverick, straight-talking, express stuff while he turns around and has been turning around and pandering to those people.
Right. Well, that's all I wanted to ask you.
Okay, was your friend conservative or is your friend progressive?
She's progressive.
Okay, well, you know, McCain will be the most dangerous candidate. And the reason he'll be the most dangerous is because he does have the ability to appeal to independents. So we have to show him for what he really is.
Absolutely.
All right, Tony, thanks.
All right, thanks, Jake.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Rick in Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rick up here in Greeley, Colorado. Actually, I'm on the road heading to DIA. I wanted to go back to yesterday's subject about within the Democratic Party after this primary season. And now that Barack has two more primaries under his belt, he's certainly looking more like the odds-on favorite to win the nomination. On the other hand, Hillary is not out yet, and she offers an awful lot that is attractive to a lot of voters as well. The more that I've looked at this race, the more I view actually Barack Obama not like Bobby Kennedy, but more like Eugene McCarthy. And the reason I say that is that, and you can remember this era too, is that Eugene electrified the young people in the country. And it was a very, very harsh and bitter defeat that Eugene McCarthy suffered when he did not get the nomination for the Democratic Party. Instead, Hubert Humphrey did.
Well, you know why he didn't get the nomination. He didn't get the nomination twofold. One, Robert Kennedy stepped in, and when Robert Kennedy was assassinated, the majority of those delegates went to Hubert Humphrey, and then the few delegates that Eugene McCarthy had, Mayor Daley and the Democratic Party locked those delegates out of the convention.
Oh, that was a bitter, bitter fight. I was actually a graduate student in Chicago around that time. But what I'm worried about that's relevant to the unity question is this. I don't think there's a problem if Barack wins. I think that those of us who are Hillary supporters will line up behind him and campaign day and night to get him into office. But what worries me is that if he is more like Eugene McCarthy and his supporters more like Senator McCarthy supporters, they simply ducked out. They argued there was no difference between Humphrey and Nixon. And the result was, instead of having Eugene McCarthy barnstorming across the country to get Humphrey into office, he went and buried his sand in the Riviera, and Humphrey lost by 250,000 votes nationwide. That worries me. If Hillary should make it to the nomination, then she's not going to make it to the presidency, I don't believe, unless the Obama supporters get on board.
Well, I think they will, because I think it's a totally and completely different set of circumstances. The McCarthy supporters at that time felt like they didn't get a fair shake. And you know something? They didn't. But I don't think you're going to have that again this time, because unless the nomination is stolen with the superdelegate situation, whoever wins, we'll be able to unify around that person. It doesn't make any difference who it is, because it's not, people do not judge it as going into a rigged situation.
Well, let's hope that it works out that way if it turns out that Hillary would get the nomination. The deal with the superdelegates, I know that that came up yesterday, too, and so I looked it up. Did you look it up since then? I know you were going to.
Yeah, I did.
So you found out that superdelegates is a term that is just used in the folk language of the country, and that both parties have what we are calling superdelegates, and they have, by virtue of their elected positions or their past elected positions or their place in the party, a role which is, what is it called, non-pledged. Isn't the actual term an unpledged delegate?
They're supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, and so one of the interesting points that came up yesterday, I thought, was, you know, whether or not Ted Kennedy ought to now cast his vote for Hillary because his state went that way. I guess what I'm thinking is that Senator Kennedy is in that unpledged category. He declared himself, I think that he made a very honest declaration of conscience in order to do that, and I would expect that he would be sticking with that rather than go to a vote for Barack Obama, you know, and I mean rather than go to a vote for to Hillary, even how do I want to say that he should vote for Hillary if he votes the will of his state. But he is, by conscience, committed to Barack Obama because he thinks that Obama can do the best job.
But he still, since he's a representative of the state he comes from, which is he's a senator from Massachusetts, and Massachusetts went for Hillary Clinton, he should vote for Hillary Clinton.
Right. I understand that perspective, but I'm just thinking that all of these delegates that are unpledged under the rules of both parties have had the opportunity, the privilege under the legitimate rules of their party to vote their conscience in a role which is different than what they would be voting if they were voting on legislation in their respective offices.
Yeah, except the only problem with that is. Is that if you have a congressperson or you have a senator,
yeah,
and your state or your congressional district goes for one candidate or the other, and your congressperson or your senator goes to the convention and votes counter to what their constituents want, then their constituents might as well not participate in caucuses and might as well not participate in primaries, because it can all be thrown by the act of a superdelegate, and that's not right. There shouldn't even be any superdelegates.
Well, that, of course, I'm hoping will be a conversation for the next round of presidential elections that come up in 2012. But given the rules that both parties operate under right now, I would say that it's appropriate for us to honor the quality of the unpledged individual to make a judgment which he or she is allowed to make under the current rules of the party. I also think another thing that I think really dovetails with what you're thinking, and that is there are consequences for disappointing your constituents. And if it turned out that constituents were riled up enough about one of the unpledged delegates voting contrary to the will of the local constituency, then that's a reason to think about withholding your vote from that individual the next time around.
Well, that'll work if you're in a in a vulnerable congressional seat or you're vulnerable Senate-wise, but it won't work if you're sitting in a safe seat. Because if you're sitting in a safe seat, it doesn't make any difference what happens. You'll always win that seat. Even if you have a challenger, chances are you'll beat that challenger back. Why? Because you have money, usually, and the ability to raise more money. And also, because the incumbent, I mean, it's very, 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 very hard. It happens, but it's very hard to unseat an incumbent in a primary like that. It's really, really tough. It does happen, but it's tough. But there are also people who have superdelegate status who aren't elected officials. They're there because of their long work for the party and, you know, this and that. And once again, you go to somebody who spends an evening of their time caucusing or bothers to show up at the polls, and then they look and see that the superdelegates from their state go the other way from what the state wanted fair and square. You're sending a message of, hey, there's no need for you to participate because the fix is already in.
Well, I don't agree with that entirely. I did go to a caucus, and I am happy if our representatives who are in that unpledged delegate category vote according to their conscience, because to me, at any rate, that's an option that is available to them. I think, you know, take people like those who did not vote in favor of Joe Lieberman in the Democratic primary, yet he was reelected within the state of Connecticut by independents and
Republicans.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it'd be interesting to see what would happen in the state of Massachusetts. I'm not sure if Ted Kennedy is up for re-election this year or not. Do you know?
If Ted Kennedy's up for re-election?
Yeah, is he up for re-election this year?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but at any rate, you know, I think that that will be an issue in the next campaign for him.
Well, you know what? I got to draw close the conversation because I have to go get traffic. But you and I are on the superdelegate issue. We're just going to have to disagree.
Hey, that's fine. We always have a good conversation, and I'll call you again.
Oh, I hope so. Have a safe trip.
All right, Jay. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
See you later. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk.
We're in great shape right now in the metro. Speeds in the 50s and 60s, with the exception of these areas. Southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. And again, downtown between I-70 and Spear Boulevard. Showing speeds dipping into the 30s up there in Northland and Thornton. On southbound 225, it's also slow from Parker Road to the DTC. Speeds in the 40s. Really a rather nice commute, though, this morning. There were a few accidents, but picked up rather quickly. Also getting a little slowing northbound I-25 as you get through the bridges from Washington Street down to Alameda. Look out off the highways. Are hit and run accident being investigated at 17th in Colorado. Today's forecast, some sun this morning, increasing.
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401k. Also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refire. Feel my thunder. The power I got, I can't explain. Especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
Dollar bills. And I urge you just to check Rockies out. Now, I'm not saying you have to go there and buy an automobile, but I'd like you to look if you're in the market, because you're not going to get a better deal than what you get at Rockies. Clean, late model, previously owned vehicles, everything you can possibly think of, they've got it from this marvelous, and these cars are subject to prior sale, but last week when I was out there, they had this marvelous collector's edition race yellow Corvette. They've got Mazdas. They've got, well, they've just got everything. It just runs from A to Z, and you really got to go out there and you really got to look. And they got cars for all kinds of things, including that first car owner in your family, cars, trucks for your job, cars for the family, cars that'll save you money and gas mileage. They have got it all. And good people, too. Tom and Marv Alshear, my brothers from another mother, just go out there and say hello to them, and Spanky Herrera, and Uncle Fester, and Gerard Menard. They're all, Johnny Mays, they're all good people out there. Over 100 employees, 100 employees dedicated to making your consumer experience a good one. They're open until 8 o'clock tonight, because they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come a little bit after 8, they won't close the gate. Rocky's Autos, check them out, too, on the internets at rockysautos.com, or get out there and see them. They're really, really good people. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who, when the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97, or TV and phone for just $59. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service, and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore.
A day is not a day without a heaping helping of the dead.
Danger at your door. Think this through with me.
926, 26 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, today in the 40s. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's open phones. We've got Rich McMasters coming up. Rich Masters, coming up at 9:30. Let's go to John in Arvada. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You know, talking about Benson, you know, on that Regency board, there are four Republicans and three Democrats. Well, you know he's going to be selected today. You know, and the thing about Benson is that on the 527th, he said, well, I gave a lot of money, but I don't know what they were doing.
Well, that's a lie. He's a founding member of the Trailhead Group, which was the slimiest 527 in this state's history.
That's what I'm saying, but he's going to be selected today. The second point I want to make is Obama last night, you know, people don't like to listen to a lot of rhetoric like he did. He went on and on last night. That has a tendency to turn people off.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, of course. I mean...
Well, then maybe you can explain to myself and everybody else, why did he draw 20,000 people? And can you name me the last politician that could draw 20,000 people at one time?
Well, you know, the guy was talking about the McCarthy era, remember? He had the same kind of... fervor out there.
Joe McCarthy, you know, to equate Barack Obama to Joe McCarthy is, a number one, a huge, gross mistake, and number two, Joe McCarthy couldn't pull 20,000 people if you bet his whiskey bottle on it. And the fact is that you can say that people don't want to hear that, and perhaps really what you're saying is that you don't want to hear it, but there are enough people out there who do want to hear it, because you got to explain to myself and everybody else listening to the radio station, how has this guy won 10 primaries in a row? Oh, well, okay. The ghost of Joe McCarthy must have got him. Let's go to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I want to talk about the superdelegate thing. You know, Mr. Gett is backing Hillary.
Yeah, which I think is wrong.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, Obama took 65% of the Democrat votes compared to Hillary only getting 35%. So... I've been calling her all week long and kind of holding her feet to the fire. I just called her a few minutes ago, and I said, What's the difference between what Sandra Day O'Connor and the Young Supremes did in 2000 and what she would do? They're basically thwarting the will of the American voters, and we're so. I think the American voters are sick and tired of it.
I would agree.
So, now that's all I want to say about that. But I wanted to tell you, can you guys play the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus one of these days from Spirit?
Yeah, we'll see if we can dig it up.
I love that one. That's one of my favorite albums. So.
All right, man. We'll see if we can get it done.
Okay. I want more people to get on the phone, so I made my statement, and you have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man.
I will.
See ya.
Later.
Here's Rob in Lakewood. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Sweet. Hey, I think you should make fun of Ann Coulter. You know what? Because she can take it. You know why I think she can take it? Because she's a man. Or she used to be.
Well.
You seen the Adam's apple?
Yeah, but what good does that do? I mean, in the end, how does that in the end, sell your case? It doesn't. It just alienates people. And if she can do it, you want to lower yourself to her level?
That's a good point. But still, have you seen the outfits she wears? It's like she looks like the worst drag queen I've ever seen.
Well, I prefer to take this approach. Did you ever see David Sirota debate her?
No, I missed that.
Well, it's on YouTube. I think you can go in there and Google it and find it. David Sirota never had to use one insulting word towards her, and he rolled over her. He just made her look so bad. And that's the way to do it, I think. I think the way to do it is to just call her on what she says.
Is it star 69 to see who's at fault?
All right, Jay, well, you have a great morning. Thanks.
All right, see ya. All right, let's go to Jerry in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Jerry, you're on AM 760.
Thanks for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
My question is for John McCain being a former POW, and one of the questions I wanted to raise to the American public raised is his anger that has been displayed. I wonder if that isn't him being brainwashed and so forth. And I don't think that we really need a person this in the White House. What's your
my take on it?
Your...
Well, I don't think McCain's been brainwashed. I think he's a genuine American hero. I think there's no question about that. But what I would question about him is why the reversal of all of his feelings. In other words, when he ran 4 years ago, he was after the religious right. Now he's sucking up to them. He originally was against waterboarding. Now he seems to support it. He was originally against the Bush tax cuts, and now he seems to support it. I mean, in other words, what is all of this? I mean, does he want to be president so bad that he would make all of those changes? I think we have a right to question him about that, and have a right to question him about his change of heart.
I agree with you totally on all those issues. And also another issue that I've got is who's to say he wants to use nuclear weapons? Man.
Well, I told somebody last week, and I really believe this, he gets elected president, we'll be in some kind of entanglement with Iran.
Well, it seems like every president that we've had on the Republican side is for war as a way to sit there and get our economy on the right track.
Well, saber rattling never does any good. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get anything about diplomacy. And I think the American people have a right to ask him about these questions. Jerry, thank you, man. I appreciate it. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk with traffic.
Jay, in the City Park area, police investigating a hit-and-run accident. This at 17th and Colorado. It's really affecting traffic around the Colfax and Colorado area. And now it looks like we may have a separate accident there right at the Colfax and Colorado intersection. Getting reports of an injury accident southbound I-25. This once you get past Broadway and into the Narrows. Other than that, we are looking pretty good this morning on the freeways. Might get a little slowing on southbound I-225 between Parker Road and the Denver Tech Center. Today's forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds. Should be windy this afternoon. A little bit colder. High should be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cool, and maybe some rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Beautify your home with durable James Hardy siding from K&H Home Solutions and save $2,000. You can count on K&H Home Solutions. Call today for details. 421-7100 or online at khhomesolutions.com.
They're saying, okay, Mike Huckabee, we like him because he's genuine. Look, compared to Mitt Romney, Britney Spears is genuine. Genuinely crazy, as is Huckabee.
Randy Rhodes is now live. Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, sooner or later, it will crack. Then you have the cost and the hassle of replacing your entire windshield. At Elite Safelite, we can usually repair the chip with our special resin. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace. Taking care of
looking for the perfect HD TV at a great price? Then hurry into Office Depot for an Alevia 42-inch LCD HD TV. Now only $799.99. Plus, give your office a furniture makeover. Get a coupon at any Office Depot and save an additional $75 on in-store furniture purchases of $299 or more. Office Depot, taking care of business. Exclude special order items. Limit one coupon per customer or business. See store for details. Offers expire February 23rd.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Bonfils Blood Center needs your help now. Winter is a difficult time to maintain the blood supply. Colorado has been hit hard this winter with the flu and bad weather, so donations have declined. Blood donations help kids with cancer feel better or save the lives of car accident victims. So take a little time to make a big difference in someone's life by contacting Bonfils today. 303-363-2300 or bonfils.org to schedule your donation appointment. Give a gift that goes straight to the heart this February. Give blood.
And Spirit, that's where you're with him. It's the only one we could find at the present time. We'll look for the other one you asked for and see if we can't get it on tomorrow or the next day. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Open phones, 303-713-7600. We were supposed to have Rich Masters on. But here's the thing about Rich Masters. He had to take a plane from Washington, D.C. to Houston. And he is just now on the ground. And I said to John Turk, I said, you know, look, we'll call him up and get him on, and here he is, he's off the plane, he's trying to get his baggage, and he's trying to get all that stuff done, and he's sitting here having to talk to us about the Wisconsin results. So what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to reschedule him for tomorrow. So meanwhile, I've got all these open phone lines, and you can get on and you can talk about anything else that you want to talk about. It doesn't make any difference, whatever the topic is and whatever moves you. 303-713-7600. And it doesn't have to be politics. It can be something else. If you want to talk about something else, that's fine, too. If you want to talk about Bruce Benson, if you want to talk about whatever it is out there that may be on your mind, go ahead. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. We can handle just about anything. Is there anything we can't handle? I don't think so. I think we're all right. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob. How about you?
Great. I remember you on the WLS in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, at LS, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think the reason that Barack Obama gets so many people at his rallies is because the press, the media, CNN in particular, has given him a pass on taking positions on the issues. They haven't held his feet to the fire on almost any issue. and they've gone along with this business that he's a great orator, and that's one of the big things that matters.
Well, give me an example of where they've given him a pass.
Well, for instance, last night John McCain brought up the fact that he, when he was taking issue positions, he said he was in favor of going into Pakistan after Osama bin Laden and possibly even using nuclear weapons. So
if that's wrong, if that's a wrong idea to go into Pakistan after Osama bin Laden,
yeah,
then how do you explain John McCain last week saying that he would follow Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell?
Well, I think that what John McCain was saying was that he would use covert forces and not troops themselves. And I think that's what Obama was saying. But the point I'm trying to make is that the media, and if I were CNN, I'd be embarrassed. I mean, they've become so...
But wait a minute. Give me an example. I mean, I don't like CNN, so don't get me wrong. But give me an example where CNN or MSNBC have given Barack Obama a pass on the issues. I mean, you just brought up Pakistan, and I said to you that Barack Obama said that he would go in there to get Osama bin Laden. But the fact is that John McCain said exactly the same thing. And the realistic view of that is that both these men are wrong. And both of them are wrong because if you talk to people who know about this stuff, including Dr. Michael Schreuer, who's got a brand new book out about this subject and about marching to hell, the United States and Islam. Dr. Michael Schreuer, who spent all these years hunting bin Laden, will tell you that the American public and that the world community would not take the damage and the loss of life that it would take to go in there and get Osama bin Laden. And then in his opinion, Osama bin Laden will die of old age. But if you want to accuse Obama of getting a pass, then how is it that McCain was able to make that absurd statement that he would follow Obama to the gates of hell? And I mean, what would be your response on that?
Well, you asked for some other issue that they had given him a pass on, and you know, Obama has come out in favor of giving this tuition vouchers to students, $4,000 a year. They never talk about that, how they're going to pay for that, how much taxes are going to increase, and a number of things.
Well,
he
did talk about that, and he talked about that in other programs by saying that, and he said this over and over again, and you go to his website and check it out, that the fact, and Hillary Clinton says about the same thing, by the way, the fact is that if we stopped spending on a daily basis, minute by minute, the money we're spending in Iraq, we could do a whole lot of funding of a whole lot of things.
Yeah, you're right. But the fact is that we do have national security concerns, and we were attacked.
Wait a minute. What national security concerns do we have in Iraq?
Well, Israel, for one thing.
Well, what about Israel? They're capable of defending themselves. We don't have to defend them. And by the way, we went to Iraq on a false premise. You think we went to Iraq because they had WMDs?
Well, no, I think we were misled on that. But
what is the security interest of us being in Iraq?
Well, we're in there now, and the fact is...
Well, we can get out.
Well, the fact is there would be a gulf, and like they said, genocide, and Iran would come in there and
you know what? Listen.
Yeah.
First of all, we don't know what would happen. Second of all, it's in the neighboring country's interests to not have genocide and not have those things go on, because there's one thing they don't want, and in the case of Jordan and Syria, they've got plenty of it, and the Iranians don't want it either. And that is, they don't want a mass exodus out of the country into their country. They don't want that to happen. It's the same reason that the Chinese do not lean on the North Koreans. They don't lean on the North Koreans, and they don't beat the North Koreans up because, frankly, they don't want the population of North Korea coming to China. It's in those countries' best interests to see a stable situation and not to let things happen. But if we continue to sit there, if we continue to prop up the Iraqi government, if we continue to enable them, they're never going to move forward. They're never going to make the critical decisions that they have to make. And we have to get people in the region involved because we went in there unilaterally and didn't talk to anybody.
Well, I mean, McCain has already said that he's into withdrawing the troops on an incremental basis.
No, he just said that, he just said 2 weeks ago he wants to stay there for 100 years if we have to.
Yeah, but that was with the reduced troops, like 30.
You know what? How about this? How about there are a lot of us in this country who don't want to be there for 100 years, and he didn't say anything about reduced troops. I saw him when he said the quote, and he said, it doesn't make any difference if we stay there 100 years. Then he turned around and tried to justify it by saying, well, I was only saying that we would stay there like we've stayed in Europe and Japan. Then he tried to wiggle out of it, which is typical of his approach, which is to say one thing and then turn around and say another. And he's done that repeatedly, and I can name you tons of examples of that.
Well, I think that if you get Barack Obama in there, you're going to have a man who's going to be like Jimmy Carter, and he's going to make a whole big, huge, chaotic mess.
Well, what proof do you have of that?
Well, all you have to do is look at what Jimmy Carter did, and he was into negotiating.
But why do you think that Barack Obama is equal to Jimmy Carter, and why do you think that negotiating is a wrong thing when members of the Republican Party, including Brent Scowcroft and others, have said that there's nothing wrong with negotiating. You just don't have to give away the store, and you negotiate from a position of strength. If we took your opinion and we took what you want to do, which is obviously against negotiation, how do you think that would have played out in 1961 during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Well,
you wouldn't be here to make this phone call.
Well, that's true. But the fact is that when you negotiate with people who are thugs like the Iranians, when they took our embassy personnel hostage for 444 days, as Jimmy Carter did,
but you
it
know
was
what?
A disaster.
You know what? How long ago was that?
How long ago was it?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1980 that they were released.
Okay, and why did all of that happen?
Because of the fact that President Reagan hadn't been elected yet, and there was nobody with a strong arm
Historically, why did all that happen? It happened because they had a duly elected government headed by a guy named Mossadegh, and we fooled in their internal affairs and overthrew the guy, and there was a tremendous, tremendous backlash of anger because the Shah, who we supported, was one of the worst human rights abusers of all time. Now, Jimmy Carter got caught in a tough situation, but the fact of the matter is that you have no proof, you have nothing to back up that statement that Barack Obama would be the same as Jimmy Carter. And by the way, now that we've stepped back and look at things, Jimmy Carter looks pretty good compared to what we have right now. He may have made some mistakes, but he's way more moral than what we've got operating the country at this particular time.
Well, when you look at Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama, they're similar because they're both inexperienced, both green, and they
really?
Don't...
They, really?
They really don't. I mean,
really? Okay. All right. I'll grant you that point. But
yeah.
But please give me George W. Bush's resume when he was governor of Texas.
Oh, I mean...
He had no experience. As a matter of fact, do you realize that the legislature in Texas doesn't meet on a regular basis and that the governor's position in Texas is basically a caretaker position? Now, if you want to sit and talk about Barack Obama not having experience, you want to sit and talk about others not having experience, what experience does George W. Bush have? As a matter of fact, when he was interviewed and he was asked about certain countries on the globe, he didn't know where they were. This is a guy who didn't know the difference between Shia and Sunni.
Well, I never voted for George W. Bush.
Well, now you're starting to back out of the question. I don't care whether you voted for him or not. You brought up the case of inexperience, and I'm asking you about where George W. Bush's experience was. Where was Bill Clinton's experience?
Well, first of all, George W. Bush's father was ambassador to the UN.
Well, so what?
He was the first envoy to China.
Well, so what?
And then his dad was a congressman, And then,
So what? What does that mean? What does that mean? So that the Son studied at the lap of the Father? If that's the case, then maybe you can explain to us why the Father's closest advisors, including Brent Scowcroft and others, tried to talk George W. Bush out of going into Iraq, and George W. Bush basically said to him, I don't want to hear it. If the Son studied at the lap, at the knee of the Father, why is it the Father, when the Father went in to Kuwait to get rid of Saddam Hussein, why did the Father go in with a genuine international coalition and the Son goes in almost unilaterally with a bunch of countries that basically, like Nicaragua and Poland, and most of these countries didn't even do any fighting. We did all the fighting. I mean, you know, your whole premise, man, is just shot full of holes. I mean, I thank you for the call. We agree, we just have to agree to disagree, but I just don't see where you're coming from. And I think what you're doing here is you're drawing different standards for different situations, and you're ducking what I'm asking you, which is, what experience did these people have? And they didn't have anything. And experience is not what you want. Experience is certainly a part of it, but what you want is you want wisdom and forethought, and we apparently haven't had that in this country in a long, long time. 9:50, it's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
A few late injury accidents may bog you down at the tail end of this commute. First, we have one on southbound I-25 in the Narrows near the Washington Street Bridge. Also see a hit and run being investigated at 17th and Colorado, just a couple blocks south, an injury accident on Colorado and Colfax. Reminder for folks in Highlands Ranch in Littleton, County Line Road closed for construction between University and Colorado Boulevard. This should take them at least another 3 months. Today's forecast, some sun this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon. Look for a high around 45 degrees. Right now it's 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota, moving forward.
The country is changing, and so is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You voted for more live Progressive Talk.
That's right.
AM 760 brings you live talk all day long. J. Marvin, 6 to 10. Ed Schultz, 10 to 1. Randy Rhodes, 1 to 4. And introducing Mario Solis Marriage.
An unorthodox progressive.
Afternoons, 4 to 7. Live talk means more time for your calls and your opinions. On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Louder than words, discovered the 9/11 attacks had been detected by members of the United States government and allowed to happen and may have been aided by individuals within the military-industrial complex. Now, years after their investigation started, comes the release of Loose Change Final Cut. Loose Change Final Cut premieres in Denver and Boulder this weekend, 3 nights only. Don't miss it. Plus, meet the producers at all of the showings. Loose Change at the Gothic Theater on the 24th, the Boulder Theater on the 25th, and the Oriental Theater on the 26th. Tickets and information are at loosechangecolorado.com or at the box office. That's loosechangecolorado.com.
Investigation underway in student loan scandal.
Probe targets college financial aid kickback.
School loan corruption widespread. Three top financial aid chiefs suspended.
Shady practices taint college loan business.
University rated lenders by PERS. Lenders ply aid officials at school with free stuff.
Official says student loan abuse is rampant.
Student lending has been making the news lately, and for all the wrong reasons. But at My Rich Uncle, we've stayed conflict-free. That's because we've always focused on the student and bring our loans directly to you, not through financial aid offices. You get better rates as a result. Borrow up to the full cost of education and make no payments until 6 months after graduation. Apply now to secure your My Rich Uncle private loan. You can get approved in as little as 15 minutes. Visit MyRichUncle.com and apply today. That's MyRichUncle.com. My Rich Uncle is a national provider of federal and private loans. Maximize your lowest cost loans first, and always borrow wisely.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you at your Palace of Public Opinion. Email us at am760.net. Check out the podcast. Go on the forum. Do whatever it is you want to do. All right. It's open phones. And let's move along here. We'll go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Did you see that movie, The Black Book, yet?
I went on there to find it and couldn't find it. Where have they taken it off?
Well, it was on on demand, and it was it might be gone by now.
I went and looked at on demand, and I could not find it.
Well, it's a great movie. If you get a chance to see it, see it. It's a really neat movie. It's more of a mystery and a thriller than it is a war film. But
then I'm gonna have to see if I can rent it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. But the other reason I called was there. The bad guys are really running this thing with Michelle Obama's statement, and it's not gonna take hold because it resonated with me. What she said resonated with me.
Oh, about for once she's proud to be an American.
Yeah, she's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with the country. It's got to do with the leadership.
Yeah,
that's exactly what she was talking about.
Yeah, that's how I see it too. That we haven't had much to be proud of over the last 7 years, and now finally we have something to be proud of because you've got two candidates running for the nation's highest office that are good, highly qualified, and pale. I mean anything they've got pales in comparison. But you're right; they'll run with that, or they'll run with other things, and they'll nitpick and they'll slime. But I have hope that the American people will. We'll take a look at it for what it is.
I agree with you. And my wife was telling me this morning that she heard Senator Obama say, as far as this slime machine they're going to try to hit him with, I guess he said, what do you think, we're playing tiddlywinks right now with the nomination? So he's ready.
Well, I hope that he is. And I hope that he's able to basically call him on it and try to switch the conversation to take the high road, and I would hope that Senator Clinton, if she gets the nomination, I hope that she'll be able to do the same thing.
Right, and I don't agree with that, gentlemen. If Senator Clinton gets the nomination, I honestly believe all the Democrats, I mean the vast majority of Democrats, we smell blood in the water now. We will rally to whoever gets the nomination as long as it's legit.
I agree. I'm more than willing to support her. I have no problem with it. No problem whatsoever. I'll vote for her and never think twice.
I will, too. And I know you got other callers, so I'm going to get off.
Okay, man.
See you, Jay.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt in Castle Rock. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I want to disagree with what you and your previous caller just said. They're gonna kill them with Michelle Obama's comment. They're going to kill them. I can see Lee Greenwood. I can see the whole thing, and it's starting to really scare me because I think Obama's really starting to show himself as an amateur. And I caucus for him. I would like him to win, but I don't, they say that, he says that he thinks he's been playing tiddlywinks in the primary. I mean, that they haven't been coming after him in the primary. He hasn't seen nothing yet. He hasn't seen nothing when they unleash their machines. What they're showing me so far is that I don't think that they're up to this campaign. I don't think they're up to the battle that they're going to have.
I would say that I would disagree with you. I would say that they're going to be Democratic 527s as well as Republican 527s. They're going to do a lot of heavy lifting. And I think that Barack Obama is going to be very, 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 very tough to run against because he won't get down to their level. But what he will do is he will answer charge by charge, and that's something that they're not used to. I got to run, man. Call me again.
All righty. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. That's it for today. Remember, where there's a will, there's a way, and there is a frickin' way.
Rob Lewis.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling.
I live on West Kipling.
3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity